All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm joined again this week by Gloria Cannata and by Paul Knight. What's going on, guys? What's up, Gloria?
Nothing much. Just here in a lightning storm and thunder that's just sound like it ripped my roof off. But other than that, not much.
You're not going to get like struck by lightning on the show, are you?
I hope not, Brian.
Paul, what's up?
Can you see something funny on my camera here?
I don't see you.
Yeah, you look like it's nighttime on your camera all of a sudden. What happened?
I don't know. It's just gone off. I've not paid the bills. I'll try and fix it in a sec.
That's funny.
It's gone crazy. It's been one of those days.
Yeah, if you have to, you can leave the Hangout and just bounce back in. It'll let you right back in. Just use the same link.
All right, I'll try that.
Sometimes that'll clear it up. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the show. Anybody that's new to what the deal is going on right now, this is my backup channel, The Real News Online on YouTube. My main channel where all my content is Brian S. Stavely, but we're on a 90-day ban from YouTube for live streaming. So, Paul, your camera's still messed up.
I know, it's chief. I don't know what's up there.
Yeah. It's all right. Just put your icon on for now if you have to. I don't know what the deal is. So, yeah, we'll get more into that later. So just make sure you sub this channel and sub my main channel. A few of the topics I want to get into today is actually a lot of stuff. I want to get into a little bit about CERN again and its unproven science and people just, you know, kind of running with these ideas that all these things are happening based on just speculation. Paul has another new theory he wants to present that we're going to do later in the show, having to do with how day and night might work in the sky and some other interesting things, maybe to do with the firmament and whatnot. After talking about the CERN, we're going to get into, because I believe it has to do more with a spiritual awakening, maybe a sign from God. I want to get into what the possible motives of something of this is. And Gloria, I know you wanted to address sonar waves on sonar waves a little bit. I want to address some flat earth stuff. And we got a bunch of Mandelas to go through. Again, some of more of the YouTube and the Facebook censorship. And the California fires, you wanted to get into that. Well, I guess we'll start with CERN. That's where I wanted to start to lead off the show. And not even just necessarily CERN, just the overall attitude of everybody. I think that what we're going through, speaking of the Mandela effect, even speaking through some of the things you have to deal with when dealing with flat earth and dealing with family and stuff and the awakening process you go through, I think this awakening it's a positive thing. And there's a lot of people that are really negative about it. And I think that negativity, if you feed into the ideas of CERN is causing this and it's caused by man, first off, Gloria, the timelines just don't match up because this was going on how long ago, as you brought up last night?
Thousands of years ago. Thousands. Okay. We have hieroglyphs that talk about the same thing. We have the Hopi Indians that talk about the same thing. The Mayans talked about it. But apparently, and CERN wasn't around back then, so a lot of people think that the Mandela phenomenon is caused by CERN. And apparently, I work for CERN, so that was a funny thing last night. I now work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because well, that's okay. I made the CGI on 9/11, so you know we can be buddies.
It's because I don't feed into that whole thing that they're responsible for the Mandela effect or any of these changes. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're responsible for sonar waves and all this other stuff, but not for changing reality. Sorry.
No, well, that's the problem I have with it, you know, is every time I ask somebody, and I ask them every time, and I'm ready to have the discussion with them. Let's have the discussion. But every time I ask them, explain to me in your own words, how computers, no matter, I don't want to know how many processes they can make at once. I get it. They can make like millions or billion times more. But how is that manipulating our reality, including the past? You know what I'm saying? Or what we know as the past. Now we know we might be lied to about time being linear and all this, but what we know of as the past, the way we were brought up, this is manipulating it. And There's no proof of them doing that. And to me, CERN is NASA underground. It's really no different. It's a huge scientific hoax for them to flex their muscle like they're doing some stuff that they're not, and they're going to do whatever they can to discredit or to mock God. And that's why at CERN they say they claim they found the God particle and all this. That's just nonsense, okay? And last night I heard somebody made a comment that CERN is it gets so hot, it's hotter than the surface of the sun. Well, now let's talk about two things that we aren't able to prove at all, and let's base them one as true because of the other. I mean, it's a completely circular – like, it's just – oh, my God, dude. And I just think I tend to think it's our consciousness awakening. And there's obviously some parts of it we aren't even close to understanding or even realizing yet, but our consciousness awakening and possibly the creator, the God, whatever you want to call it, changing things like, hey – wake up. Like, he's sending us a signal that he's there, because for some reason he can't just, contact us like in a voice or whatever it might be. He has to do this because we live in this world of deception run by the, whatever you want to call it, the evil power.
Right. And some people, you have a lot of Christians and like, I have nothing against religion, but a lot of Christians, they're sitting and waiting for Jesus to come and save them. And it's like, all right, if you think that Jesus was God in human form, that's all good. But if you're waiting for him to come back and save you, maybe this is him saying, hey, wake up, I need help. You see what they did to me the first time I was there? Now I need my $144,000 to start fighting with this. And look at it that way. They don't look at it like that. They look at this turn and back and fight, and they mess with our reality. And now I hate this and I hate it. And it's kind of sad. How could you hate it? How could you hate it? Some people claim that they woke up one morning, they have seven kids, when they went to bed, they woke up and did too. I'm sorry. But really, really. And you're out making YouTube videos instead of being in a sane asylum. It's stupid things, and people believe it. You have naive people, and not even to say naive, because that's not fair, but you have people that watch these things and they're gullible and they believe it. That CERN could actually come in and manipulate reality and God would actually allow it. I mean, seriously.
They get real loud about it. They get real loud when you tell them no. And I encounter this conversation all the time. And like, okay, it's fine to be passionate about a topic. And if you're going to get loud, if that's what you got to do to get your message out, get loud, but have a message. Don't just say it is this because, I know it is. D-Wave computers are so strong. I hear this shit all the time and I'm done hearing it. Like, okay, like that. Because it's the same. This is where I say, like I always say, you have to look at all different topics. So this is where something like for me helps looking into more than one topic. Like, so, okay, so you guys all know I'm into Flat Earth, I'm into Mandela Effect, 9/11, and all types of media fakery, all other types of topics too. Like, everybody's into different topics. But, there's a couple ones that I'm really strong in. And because of what I did with Flat Earth and looking into science and how anti-God they are and how much of a hoax they are, why would I believe them on their word that they're doing this other stuff, that their main objective is to hide anything that's supernatural and come up with a mathematical equation to explain it away as science? It can never be supernatural. It can never show creation. That's why they came up with evolution. That's why they have the Big Bang. That's why they came up with gravity and the globe Earth. They came up with all, it's all part of one big plan to hide creation, to hide the fact of your potential, of who you are, of how significant you are, all of that. It's all to hide that, plus all the other scams that fall under it with all the money and, everything. But that's secondary. The control and the brainwashing, that's way above the money. And hiding the creator is ultimately what it is, in my opinion.
I agree with you, because the less we know about who we are, what we are, I should say. I mean, we're slaves here.
Mental slaves. They don't need bars. They got us, our minds in the prison. That's why I have these talks. This is like us getting out on work release for a few hours and going and seeing people out in the public.
It's one thing I do think that, and not to bring up CERN again, because like I said, I don't know. This is just my opinion, but I think what they do dabble with is frequency. And I think that they've learned how to set certain vibrations, certain frequencies in the air that will keep us dumbed down, make us sick. All this stuff, and that I think they found a way to do, because that's really actually not that complicated if you understand, how frequency works. and everything in the universe. But I think that they're probably doing that. And I think that goes on everywhere around the world, as far as half of us are dumbed down and those that are up. I mean, just
more than half.
Yeah. But even the people that are up, we're going through a lot, and it's a battle for us because we're still going through the feeling, the body aches, we're going through the headaches, we're going through the nauseousness, not being able to sleep. We're going through all of it along with everybody else, only we're fighting to stay awake. But we still get the same body symptoms, you know, as everybody else that's being fed the certain 5G, whatever this frequency that's going out to kind of screw us up. You know, so we're kind of battling both, and it's really, really hard. You know, it's not that we're saying, oh, we're awake, and it's like, and the world is a beautiful place to live. No, we're going through a double whammy, you know, a double whammy. So it's not easy. And I think Paul disappeared, and he probably dropped off into a different reality. He's not on anymore.
He's probably rebooting his computer because he had a computer. It's better that he does that than we keep saying, hey, what's up your camera? So hopefully he'll reboot and he'll get right back in. I'm sure he's watching on his phone while he's rebooting, or else he better be.
You agree with me, Brian, when it says that even though, you know, we're up, we're still going through the body changes and the throwing up and the nauseous and the everything. We're still going through it.
Let's talk about the itching thing that you asked the other day in the group, and then I showed you my thing, and then I told you what I told you last night about the animals. Why don't you bring that up?
Yeah, actually, I think I'm wearing two pairs of glasses. Yes. Okay. But anyway, I wanted to actually ask the chat if anybody has been experiencing itching lately and like just out of nowhere, just complete, like just you just can't stop scratching and scratching and scratching. I had it. It lasted for about 3 days. And for me, it was in my ears. I couldn't explain it. In the middle of the night, I would wake up and I would just go crazy. It was driving me crazy. I couldn't stop scratching. And I was wondering if anybody was going through that. And I had posted that in Teresa's group, Reality Residue Hunt. Actually, 40 people as of yesterday said yes. And you too, Brian.
Well, what did I post? You asked that, and right away I posted a picture of my ankle, which had a huge scab on it from the night or two nights before, because I had scratched the hell out of it, so it was bleeding everywhere. And, you know, I didn't think nothing. That, okay, yeah, people itchy all the time. But then the funny thing is, today, just this morning at 10:45, one of the two dogs here, he's right here on the floor next to me. He had to go to the vet because he was scratching so bad. He was bleeding and it was going on for days. And my dog, who never has an itching problem, he has soft fur. He's not like this dog with the short hair. He's fucking bleeding off the side of his leg. It's like, wow, it's pretty weird. And I don't know what that is. That could be something in the air. It could be chemtrails. It could be Mandela. I don't know what topic that would fall under, but it's worth bringing it up.
But I think it's just kind of weird because it lasted for 3 days. And everybody dies at the same time. It was 3 days. And a lot of people have wine with the ears. Some people broke down in a rash everywhere. I don't know. I just think it's kind of strange how it came and went. You know, it went as fast as it came. So I thought that was kind of weird. And somebody in the chat, what was it, Quinn? Her last name is Quinn. She said yes, too. I'm curious to know where she was. I started using cocoa butter and taking liquid collagen. Yeah, I mean, it's really, really strange. And it you can't explain it. And like I said, as fast as it came, it went. But I knew it meant something because it just didn't feel right.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. Paul, don't worry about the camera right now. I'm going to back up a little because while you were gone, we got into how science's goal really is anything they can do to hide creation or any type of supernatural thing that could be a sign of another power or God or somebody higher than them. Their goal is to hide that with mathematical equations, and we all know math doesn't prove shit, and it's all. You know, what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, first of all, yeah, I just tried to restart my computer and to see if that worked. It works. My camera when I'm not on it, and then as soon as I come on it, it just goes dark. I'll have to have a look at that when I'm off air or tomorrow. Yeah, on that, yeah. If you think about science and religion, they're not really supposed to mesh or join together, are they? But you see all the monks that they have, and the priests, and they have the Franciscans, and they have obviously the Jesuits, and they're all into the science. Well, those two should be separate if you think about it, because the church is supposed to believe in, you know, a God and all that stuff, not science. Like,
at one time, it was separate. At one time, science and religion was separate.
Well, the thing is, it's been corrupted. Yeah.
Until, I guess, religion took over science and they had an understanding. And now it's, you know, tell a little, hide a lot.
Definitely. It just seemed to last so many years, they just seemed to, gone, like... We know through research what the tricks that they're doing, but it's like half the time they're not even trying anymore. And it's just they don't even need to.
So yeah. It's just let's bring up the SpaceX Tesla convertible in space. I mean, let's talk about the elephant in the room here. You want to talk about right in your face. I mean, they put a convertible in space with a mannequin in it, and the paint's not even chipping, and the tires are inflated, the glass isn't cracked, and this is going through all this crazy atmosphere and all these temperature changes from like plus 300 to minus 300 degrees and all this bullshit that they've been feeding you this whole time, and they can't get out of low Earth orbit and all this, but they can send a fucking convertible to Mars. Like, that's the biggest laugh and joke in the face. Like, how can you believe in that? And after you, even if you don't believe, let's say – there's a lot of people watching that haven't looked deep into NASA or SpaceX. Let's say you don't believe in that, but you believe in their other stuff. Well, why? Where's the logic in that? Why would, if they're lying to you about this, where does the lie stop? And then when you start to look, it's like the lie doesn't stop. And I'm not just talking about NASA. I'm talking about science, mainstream science in general. It's very, very corrupt with evolution, Big Bang, the globe, the NASA, the NIST, all of it.
That car thing was hysterical. I mean, that freshly waxed car. Dude, I live in Florida, and the sun beats my car up. And half the times it's parked in the garage. So you tell me, how is that car so – no, like you said, no paint chips. No, it was just beautiful showroom.
With the top down. Yeah. Like he's going to the beach.
Yeah. That was funny, actually. That was really funny. And they got to be laughing at people that are buying into it. They have to be laughing at them.
Of course. You know who they're laughing at even more? The people that work there for them on these projects that still buy into it. That's who they're really laughing at.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It is very sad. And anybody that's watching, I mean, you know, a lot of the people that are watching already know this, but for the ones that don't, I mean, that's all fake. All that stuff. I'm sorry. All of it. All of it. The moon landing. All of it. Satellites in space. Planets millions and billions of miles. It's a joke. It's a sick joke. But, you know, I was wanted to get more into the new Mandela's Gloria while we were kind of, before we get too off topic on that. Not off topic. I mean, it's always a topic. But some of the big ones you wanted to bring up tonight, maybe I'll just go down a list a little bit. And you can comment on them. And I know you wanted to talk about Robin Leach. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
This is Robin Leach. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Okay. The guy was annoying. The show was horrific. But he was famous for that show. Okay, that's how he became famous, because of that show. And I don't remember how many years it aired. I mean, we had no choice to watch it because there was really nothing on TV back then. Anyway, we didn't have many channels. And I remember him dying. So they cut the show, and then they had some other guy, this really skinny guy, I don't remember his name. And then he started doing the show, and then he started doing the luxury ships, boats of the rich and famous. In my timeline, Robin Leach died about 30 years ago, and apparently he died, I think, the day before yesterday or yesterday he died. So I'd like to know, from anybody in the chat, if they remember when he died. What do you remember, Brian?
I honestly don't remember. I thought he died a long time ago, but I don't have a specific date in mind. I would have thought like 15 years ago, but that one didn't hit me like when you told me, honestly. But
what about Paul? Paul, do you know who he is?
A little bit, but I wouldn't know when he was dead. But I would have thought he's still alive. That's how I don't know him, like you guys do.
And the weird thing about it is, I remember when, because I was talking about it with my girlfriend, and I remember when it aired, he must have been in his late 40s when he started doing that show. So how could he be dead at the age of, I think they said 72 or 76? Because in my timeline, he would have been in his 90s. So that's another thing that doesn't pan out. which is kind of, and then let's not get into the Bob Barker thing. I'm sorry, but the man is still alive. I can't.
I don't think he's ever died. He's just mad old.
Brian, they did Mandela videos about him. I think it was in 2016 about him passing away. And I remember, and I was like, you mean to tell me that he was still alive up until 2016? No, he's still alive. That dude's like 300 years old. I mean, like rigor mortis set in. It's kind of scary.
He looks like a fucking crypt keeper. Yeah.
And that just completely blew me away with the other two, the movie critics, Siskel and Ebert. I remember him dying many, 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 many years ago. And I mean, many, apparently he died in 2000. It was weird, but. Okay, what's the next one we got?
Sorry, had to mute the mic. I had a dog issue.
Okay.
The next one you wanted to talk about was the Lollipop Kids. I can't hear you. Muted. Gloria, mute. Mute.
Sorry. Paul? Come on, Paul, you have to know the song to The Wizard of Oz, The Little Lollipop Kids.
Oh, I know a few of the songs, but there's no way I'm singing that on earth. Oh, let me thought, my throat's going.
Come on, you sound adorable with your accent. Can you sing We Represent? Come on.
I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I know the Wicked Witch of the West and that one, but I can't remember that one.
Well, that's when Dorothy first got there, and then all the little midgets came out of the plants and flowers, and they came to her with a lollipop, and they started singing, "We represent the Lollipop Kids, the Lollipop Kids."
Midgets is not politically correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. Small people?
I don't know. I'm just fucking with you.
Well, they're adorable, whatever, short people, little people, they're adorable. But in my timeline, because growing up, I mean, you remember those songs, and I remember We Represent the Lollipop Kids. You remember that too, right, Brian?
I definitely remember the Lollipop Kids.
Okay.
The Lollipop Kids, the Lollipop Kids. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really.
You know, Paul, you know everybody comes here to hear me sing, okay?
Oh, I know. Don't we know it?
Okay, now it's We Represent the Lollipop Guild.
Yeah, spell that for people. I know how it's spelled, but tell people in case they didn't know.
I'm sorry, but the definition of that, what does it have to do with little people holding lollipops? Look at the definition of the word. I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense. But when I posted that and I took a poll on it, it was like kind of, I don't know, like almost a 50-50. People remember kids and people remember. And there's a lot of residue out there of people singing it and plays that went on in school. When they did the Wizard of Oz plays, they all sang We Represent the Lollipop Kids. What is the Lollipop Guild? How does that even fit
in? I don't know. I have honestly never heard of that. I've never heard of the Lollipop Guild in my life.
No, it kind of twists your brain when you sing it like that. It's like it doesn't, you know. And for some reason, I want to see the lollipop. See, somebody else is saying that too, Lollipop Guild. That is so bizarre to me. I've never heard of that. And it's the same thing with the other part of The Wizard of Oz, when the witch opens the windows and all her little monkeys fly out. And she goes, "Fly, my pretties, fly." That doesn't exist. Now, that's like.
Yeah, well, you also. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, okay. What were you saying?
No, I said you wanted me to bring up another one that's an older one that I assumed everybody knew, but just in case everybody doesn't know it, I mean, I'll bring it up. I mean, I'll bring up the let me just bring up the image of it real quick. It's the other one from The Wizard of Oz that you wanted me to talk about, and that's the Tin Man. And I thought everybody knew about it, but you didn't know about it. You said some people in the group didn't know about it, which I found odd because it's like, you know, several months old or whatever. And I'll bring that up real quick. Let me just – I'm trying to find it in my images here. And you have it.
Way. You could see
there it is.
Posted on the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, so the big thing with this is that, like, I used the Wizard of Oz to show a buddy of mine It'll load up in a second. I know you're seeing a black screen, but my computer's just taxed at the moment. But the picture will load up. So the thing with the Wizard of Oz is you got the biggest one was the Scarecrow getting the gun, you know? So the Scarecrow gets the gun, and I tell my buddy, and you guys might have heard me tell this, but real quick, you know, I tell my buddy, I show him, he said, it's going to be in the movie. I said, yeah, add in your own movie. We found it at his house, put it in, he had the gun, right? But we analyzed the whole movie. There was no wrench for the Tin Man. But then a couple months later, the Tin Man got this gigantic wrench that's actually bigger than his axe. Look at it right there. You guys can see it in the screen now, right, Gloria? Look at this wrench. This is as big as his axe. He always had an axe and an oil can. Now he has this gigantic wrench, dude. And, like, this is right after I showed somebody how the movie had just changed. And then, boom, another change happens. And what something like this is so important, right? The reason something like this is so important is this, for me, okay, it's very good to have many different theories on what's going on with the Mandela Effect. Be open to everything. Look into everything. But sometimes you got to eliminate things that it can't be. And for me, it can't be time travel, and it can't be us jump. It can be multiple timelines, and I believe there are in some form or another, and more than two. But we can't be jumping timelines causing this, and it can't be time travel because the residue would all be at once, and it would be consistent across the board for everybody. If we were jumping timelines together, we would have to see the same things on each one. We would see the same residue, but we don't see that. We don't. And these things happen incrementally, so it's not time travel, because if it was time travel, everything would be changed at once. It wouldn't just the movie wouldn't change twice, three times in front of our eyes. Look at the Statue of Liberty. How many times has the Statue of Liberty changed? I mean, we watch that fucking thing change every couple weeks, it seems, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, or the Thinker. The Thinker's another one that's
even more, yeah, the same. More, I mean, the same.
Get up and walk soon. It's really weird how he's changing. Or Mount
Rushmore. There's so much good residue on the Thinker, man. And we've done shows on it and showed it all. And there's just so many people posing like the Thinker, and it's used in so many different people, so many paintings. Bodybuilders use it. It's called the Thinker pose. We found a video game that had it where the guy did it. It was called The Intellectual. He got down. He did the fist to the forehead. It's just everywhere. Will Ferrell on the Saturday Night.
Huh? That's a bodybuilder pose. The Thinker is a bodybuilder.
I just did that. No, it's called the Thinker, the bodybuilder pose. And my favorite one is the one with the woman that's actually in front of it, because we know the photographs change now. She's in front of it. She's there mocking the statue, and she's got the fist to the forehead, but the statue behind her now has the fist to the chin, or the fingers spread under the chin like it is now. One of the two. The fist isn't up on the forehead. And it's like she didn't go there and mock it wrong right in front of it. That thing changed, and it changed in her photos. I'm sorry. That's what's going on. That's too hard for you guys to swallow. You guys not paying attention. I don't know what to tell you. I can't, you know, that's just what's happening.
There's another picture, not only with that woman like this, but there's another picture with about 200 people around the statue doing the same thing.
Nah. Yeah. Where is it? I need that.
You have to look at one of the videos that somebody did. I don't remember who did it on the Thinker when it first changed. And they show about 200 people all around it, all like this. And that, just like that. I mean, seriously,
it's crazy. Yeah, they're all just, you know, we're all just misremembering. Yeah, they're all just misremembering from the time they looked at it when it's 15 feet fucking behind them. It's so ridiculous.
In my reality, I don't remember him this way. I remember him this way, but I remember his fist under his chin because I call my girlfriend the Thinker. We always said that to her because she was always like this. Not like this. I don't know what that is, but no.
You look like you need a bib and you're going to start drooling. What was that?
It's like a complete mess, whatever that is. And it's like, oh, it just looks so wrong. It looks ugly. It's not pretty to wear. Well, what do you think looking like?
I remember the fist to the forehead.
Paul, what does he remember? Paul, what do you remember?
The fist to the head as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So there's three.
You know what that means? You know what that means, Gloria? Go back to your own fucking reality. Get out of here.
Well, I've been getting text messages from random people that I'm a lady in, so maybe I need to cut out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Was the thunder just going off in your house? I think I heard it. It was making a lot of interference on your mic. That's what it was. All right. You know, so it's not, even though you're in Florida, and it's usually nice there, it's not as beautiful as the beaches in Oregon, is it?
Brian, listen, we go from, I live, for people that don't know, I live in Florida, and we have about 89,000 people in this county. When season starts, which is about September, early October to May, first week of May, we go from 89,000 to 2.5 million people, all tourists. And you know where they come from? Oregon, Kentucky, Illinois, Michigan. That's what we get. And when you talk to them, it's like, wow, why do you guys? And they're like, some of them would complain. They'd be like, wow, Florida is so expensive. Where we're from, it's not so expensive. And I'd be like, well, then why do you come and stay here 6 months out of the year? And they're like, well, because, you know, there's no beaches where we are. So we enjoy the beach. We come here and stay here every day. What in the world? Do you have pictures of the Oregon beaches?
I don't have it. At first I heard of it was last night. Oh, wow. Holy crap. That's a lot of thunder. Wow, that went all over. Everybody heard that. That was crazy.
I even feel it on my butt because I'm sitting on the floor. But those beaches are more beautiful than beaches in Hawaii. Why would anybody come to Florida if they have beaches that look like that in Oregon?
Yeah, they said 800 miles of coastline of beaches. That's a lot of beaches. Like, I'm not saying it wasn't I don't know, man. That's just crazy to me.
Okay, even if you say, okay, coastline, okay, that's all good. Okay, there's always a coastline. But to have pristine beaches that look like something out of a movie. It looks like something out of a movie. I looked at those pictures last night. I was just blown away. I was like, why would you go anywhere else in the world when you can go to Oregon? That, to me, is insane. And that wasn't my find. That was that guy, Ty, that did the show yesterday. He had brought it up, and he blew me away completely. And even though people were arguing with him, it's always been that way. I'm sorry. Not my reality. Mm-mm. Nope.
No, absolutely not. You know, there's a one Mandela that we discussed last week that you wanted to bring up again. You weren't here. And I told you we could bring it back up if you wanted to. And I'm going to play I'm going to do a little screen share before I intro what it is so people can see it. And it's pretty wild stuff. And that's going to be the Cats with the Wings, Gloria. What do you think about that?
Okay. I had posted that. No, I didn't post that. I don't know who posted it, whatever. But the comments on that video were so funny, and people are saying, oh, that's matted fur. No, it's not. In some cases, listen, I have a Persian cat, and like I said, she looks like I put her in the dryer. I mean, she comes out, and she's like all matted, and you got to brush them constantly. That's why I have her shaved like a lion. But these cats with wings.
Look at that. Matted fur.
No, Brian, they have cartilage in them. They have they're like limbs. They have the same things as birds and other animals with wings. So there's no explanation. But apparently, the first one was spotted, I believe, 1826. So it was a normal thing. And they've been around forever, apparently, all over the world. I've never seen a cat with wings. I wake up every morning to see if my cat grew wings. No, she's still the same. She ain't got no wings yet. But it's a thing that people are like, oh, yeah, we always had cats with wings. And I'm reading these comments going, but where am I?
Yeah, it's crazy. Hang on. The next video came on. I got to just put the next winged cat video on. I think it's this one. Yeah, it's crazy. All these manned animals are crazy. And, you know, people will say, oh, you just don't know because, you know, now you have the internet and this. No, I'm sorry. There weren't cats with wings. There weren't rainbow friggin' squirrels and rainbow lions and zebras. And there weren't growing fucking upside down. Like, this shit's fucking crazy, man.
Then you have scientists coming in and going, oh, well, there's an explanation for the cats with wings. They were born disformed. No, you see, this is how disformity works. When you're born with a disformity, it's not the same on both sides of your body, perfectly equal to one another. That just doesn't happen with deformity. You know what I mean? I mean, look at that.
It's insane. It's absolutely
beautiful. I want one. Apparently, they're not that easy. They're not.
You want one? I'd be terrified of one.
That looks like a gargoyle.
Yeah, you want one of those in your house? What are you, fucking nuts?
I think they are beautiful.
Look at this thing, Paul. Satan over here wants one of those in her house.
No, but first of all, that poor thing, all right, it's probably an outside cat. But to me, they're angels. I mean, all pets are angels, you know? And look at that. Oh, my God. I want one. I think I'll have blue wings to my cat and make her walk around the house like that.
Hey, Paul.
Well,
as we all know, you're a big cat guy.
You keep asking me that. You know him, though. Well, I'm not. I don't ask him.
What do you think about the frigging cats with the wings?
I was going to say something rude then, but I'm not going to do while we're on live.
Well, not say anything rude about the angel cats, Paul. Or I will send the lightning towards your house.
But it's doing a lot of things. I think electrical's going in my house today. Oh, my God.
You could use the electric.
Yeah. It's like that, what's it, the ghost in the machine type of thing. Yeah. Everything's just going skew with today.
But, yeah, the animals are just completely crazy. And the thing that you were talking about, like the sharks, Brian?
Oh, the sharks, yeah. We played those last week. We're not going to play them again. But, yeah, there's sharks now that I don't have the clip handy anyways, but there's sharks now that jump about, you know, 20 feet out of the water, and they're great white sharks. They're not like little sharks. Like, they're great white sharks off the coast of Africa, I guess. They jump like 20 feet out of the water. And there's video of it. You can see them doing it, and, you know, they supposedly have always done it. I mean, you know how it goes. And, I mean, we're going to do a whole show on this. Obviously, if you guys want to be on it, you guys, I'm going to have Nick Daugherty on, so I want to give him a plug real quick. He's the one that shows me a lot of them. I have different people that show me everything. He's got a lot of them. They're really good. And all the channels out there that obviously do work on that. I know I don't really seem to address the animals that much, but I do pay attention. I just know it's very hard to convince people of that because I already know what they're going to say every time. Whereas something in the media or whatever that I can get them to relate to and then present with residue, it makes for a much better case trying to get them to realize the Mandela effect. But I do look at all the Mandanimal stuff when I can. The insects, the plants, the animals. The globe changes, earth changes, flat earth changes, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, I look at all of them. So it's hard not to, you know?
You know, to me, it's... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was nothing good. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, Brian, it's just kind of strange. Like, I sit here and I think to myself and I look at all the Mandanimals and all the structures that are popping up out of nowhere and... You know, I've studied this stuff my whole life, and I know. I mean, I always wanted to be an archaeologist, and it just feels like to me like we're going backwards in time, if that makes sense. Like we're going back to the beginning. That's what it feels like. Because when you see these pictures of animals that they would draw in caves, and some of them were rainbow, and some of them had wings, and cats had wings, and lions had wings, it makes me think like I feel like we're actually going back in time to the beginning. That's just
Paul, what do you think about that?
Well, with the wings and that, you don't know because, what's that lab that you have over in America that do all the mutations? It's on that island.
Jekyll Island?
I don't know what it is. It's called where they're all using, you know, they're mixing animals up with different DNA.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's a kind of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They would know. I mean, they would know if it was. I mean, when they know when they test the DNA or they see that they're mutants, you know, that they're lab created. These things aren't. They're not. Apparently, they've been around forever. Like I said, there are hieroglyphs. There are you go into caves and you see pit drawings of these animals. It doesn't make sense that, you know.
Until you realize that the Mandela effect is real and these things are happening and changing and always been there in this reality that we're in. I mean, that sounds crazy, but it's really what's going on.
What we know to be extinct is now alive. So how is that? That's why it makes me feel like somehow we're starting to go back.
Did the saber-toothed tiger make a comeback?
I heard a couple of things did. A couple. I can't remember. There's a couple of them that, and apparently they just never were extinct. And that's what we were taught, that they were. They were gone. And now it's like, no, they're rare, but they're out there. It's like, no, they've been gone for who knows how long. But that's why that theory just keeps, like, popping in my head. Maybe we are going back to the beginning, you know? and maybe we get to start all over again this time. I don't know. I just don't want to wake up and see a dinosaur in my yard because I'll freak out. I don't want to look at dinosaurs. They scare the shit out of me. But other than that, it just feels like that. And even when you look at the sky at night, okay, we know that everything is, you know, not real or whatever, but even the sky looks prehistoric. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't look right to me.
Yeah, well, we're going to get a lot into the sky in a little bit because Paul's got some new ideas on what might be going on at the sky and causing daylight. And I looked at his idea just for everybody listening. And, you know, we like to talk about things on here, and it doesn't mean we believe it. It means we're looking at it. It's interesting. We're going to let you get your take on it. And I haven't had time to dig deep into it. I've looked at some of the stuff that he showed me right away. A lot of it resonated with some of my ideas. And I already start thinking how this can work with this and that can work with that. And it makes some sense, you know? So it's worth looking at. So just know that when we present things that we're speculating on or new things that we're researching, we're not saying, oh, this is 100%. But no, we have enough faith in it where we think it's credible enough that we want to present it to you. And that's what we're going to do later. And it's just another idea. Don't be stuck in the mold of, okay, well, you know, I'm a flat earther, so the dome has to be 3,400 miles away and the sun and the moon have to do this. And no, because then you're just going with the same dogma that we heard from science and school and education and NASA all these years. You have to not follow. If you don't have to purposely get away from the pack, like, say, flat earth asshole and just, you know, everybody that uses an AE map is a shill talk that comes out of his mouth. I'm not saying be like that. But I'm saying question things to be open-minded until you can disprove it. You know what I mean? That's why, like, you know, people get so mad when I say, oh, I don't think the moon is solid. Well, I don't care what everybody else thinks. I really don't. I observe it. I can see through the fucking thing. I've seen enough videos with looks like resolution issues and all types of shit going on. I don't think that it's solid. And you can't prove me wrong any more than I can prove that it is. So, you know, here we have it. Let's open it up. Let's have a conversation and let's see what fits. You know?
So. You know what it is? You have a lot of people that just look at YouTube videos and they're like, okay, I'm gonna hold on to that belief. That sounds good. I'm gonna hold on to that belief. This guy seems like he knows what he's doing. But a lot of times they don't. You know, they're just people that watch other videos and they say, hey, this is what it is, and then you buy into that. Where me, you, Paul, and many people out there, we do the science, we do the investigation behind everything that we state. Claim and we believe, and even we might be wrong, but it's still, we put in the countless hours, countless days and years just looking into the research and doing it, that we can honestly say this is what we believe it is. And it's a good possibility we're right, and it's a good possibility that we're wrong. I know, but we do the research, so they should listen to things like this and whatever resonates with them, make it their own. They don't have to believe everything that we're saying. But if something resonates, then go with that and explore it, you know?
Definitely. It's like, you know, I'm going to get like abuse or stick, whatever, for this theory. But it's just like a what if, you know what I mean? I was looking at something and thought, wow, doesn't that look like the firmament type of thing? And that's just how I got to it. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. You're just thinking out loud. You're trying to get things, you know, out to people and see if someone's a bit smarter, someone a bit cleverer or like that can set your theory a bit more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow, that is loud, Gloria.
I feel like I'm in Transylvania. Gotta take out my crystal.
Holy crap. Yeah. Holy crap. And it seems that we have a troll in the chat, so I am just going to switch over to my Real News Online account and mute this guy for a little bit. He's asking if we have a science degree, and after asking a bunch of other, you know, stupid questions. No,
and thank God we don't have a science degree, because if we did, we'd be deadheads like the rest of the people that don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, we don't need a science degree to have an opinion. I'll trust my discernment. He said, "Show me no curvature, bro. How about you? We can't. How about you show us the curvature? Like, we can show you no curvature every time you take a picture outside." Every fucking picture of the earth. You say, where's the pictures of the flat earth? Okay. Every fucking picture ever taken by anybody outside is a picture of the flat earth. We don't have, thank you, Simone, put him in timeout. We don't have pictures in space because we can't go to NASA. Will say we can go to space and give you fake pictures from space to back up their images of the earth that they want to portray to you. That's the problem. If you can't see that that's a problem, then I don't know, because you really aren't awake at all. You must be in the crowd. those people. Wow. Can you tell that thunder to shut up?
Sorry. I mean the lighting and I try to mute it as fast as I can, but I think my cat just left her fur outside. She just like booked.
Wow, I bet your cat's terrified of that. That was loud. No, so what I was saying is anybody that I lost my point. It threw me out. But yeah, that guy was just he was just basically trolling well, anyway.
The point that you're trying to make is and you know, they can't people can't prove that it's round and people are proving that it's flat. So it's like, okay, you know.
And it's like, dude, it's like 500-1. It's like not even close. Right. Like that dude is just, you know, he's just trying to waste my time. So I'm not going to address that too long. But I did want to address that one comment he made because of the point about we don't need a degree. We don't need a lab coat. We don't need a, you know, you don't need this and that. You just need to have an opinion. This is the same shit that these people like Neil and Rogan, these guys pull on people on TV. This is the same shit that Judy Wood pulled on me with 9/11. They literally said this to me. Oh, you're not a doctor. If you don't call a doctor, you're taking away her credentials and this and that. And it's like, I don't need to be a doctor. I consider myself a smart person. And honestly, I think I'm smarter than most doctors and these other people. They're just, you know, I'm not saying there aren't smart ones, but most of them are just brainwashed and indoctrinated and they read and recite. That's what you're taught to do. You're not taught to critically think, you know?
Yeah, you just taught what they want you to know.
Yeah, and you're taught to repeat that. And that's how you get rewarded with good grades if you repeat that. And what are you doing? You're getting rewarded for passing on that misinformation to other, be it children in your teaching class, be it your kids at home, be it people in your family, people in your community. You're just passing it on willingly. And that's why people say, oh, what's it matter if they're lying to us? I don't care. I don't want to look at NASA. I don't want to look at scientism.
Well, that's the thing, though, isn't it? Why should we, what's wrong with them if they're lying and all that, what they're saying? Well, for 50-odd million a day, don't you think you should be concerned?
Yeah, and that's where you can start with. That's where I start with a lot of people. You don't have to get into the whole, oh, they're hiding a creative thing. That's a lot. You can't start with that. But you just start with the money. Everybody understands money, as evil as money is and has become. Everybody understands the scope of 50 million a day is just, if you said 50 million a year, you say 50 million a day, they're probably really registering it in the head as 50 million a day. Then you come with, no, that's 20 billion a year, 50 million every day. For fucking CGI graphics, wire harnesses, fake planets, fake moon missions, all this bullshit is fake and they're just taking your money. And then you got to wonder, well, besides just scamming the money, what are they hiding? What is they going through such great lengths as to seal off the borders of the world or the known world, divert flight routes, fucking hide everything on GPS, lie to you about satellites? Like, why are they lying about all this? Never mind just scamming your money. Do they really need to go that far with it? They don't need to do all the things they're doing to scam that money out of you. It's more than just money, obviously. And it's time to look into it because these are the people that are controlling you. These are the people that are controlling your mind. And it's not just one organization. It's not the Vatican. It's not NASA. It's not the Jesuits. It's not the Freemasons. It's not the Zionists. It's everybody. The royal families, they're all involved in it. You can't just – that's where people get lost. Oh, well, they try to spend all that time researching. Is it the Zionists? Is it the high-level royal families, you know, which one's on top? Okay, it's good to look into all that, but don't spend all your effort because they're all combined. Who cares who's 1, 2, 3, and 4 if it's the same 4 people, 4, 3, 2, 1? Like, they're all involved in doing it, you know?
Definitely, for sure. Like I said, you just got to think, oh, my God, then you got 50 million in it. What could you do with that type of thing for what you're getting? You can't get one picture of the Earth that's not, like we said, computer-generated. And they're like using like 2 megapixel cameras to set pictures of the, you know, it's just pathetic. You've just got to think.
What the hell
is going on? Oh, I'm echoing in now, mate. Have you done that thing with your mic again?
You were staticky, so I disabled the mic real quick and turned it back on.
So like I said, you've not got one picture of the Earth. I mean, people think, oh, no, just type it in, one picture of Earth, and it's CGI. And then you look at all the fake clouds and all this, but they've got to do that. Well, why have they not? What's wrong with taking a camera up and taking a picture? It's not hard. You've even got the International Fake Station there. Why can't they take a nice, decent picture?
This should be a 24/7, and let me explain why. four people say they don't need to do that for you. They don't need to prove it to you, stupid flat earthers. All right, that's what they'll say because they're ignorant. All right, why isn't there a 24/7 live stream from the moon or from satellites all the time on Earth? And before people say, oh, well, they don't need to show you that. Blah, 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 blah. How about for the money? Like, imagine the advertisers say Coca-Cola. Nintendo, somebody wants to put the ad on that. Everybody would watch that image every day. You would look at that curious. You would look at it curiously. Maybe not all day. Some people would leave that on all the time on their screensavers. That'd be the most watched image ever. The advertising dollars would more than pay for whatever cost they had, but they don't do it. They can't do it because it's fake. They just can't do it. They won't do it. It's never been done.
Definitely. And like definitely. We said,
We've not gone
the moon. The moon technology got destroyed. But yet we've got
Mars rovers on Mars.
Oh, it's ridiculous. The Johnny Five on Mars is ridiculous. Okay, how people believe that is as crazy as the fucking car on its way to Mars. So they got a Mars rover up there that's fucking remote controlled from where? From Earth? Remote controlled from Earth? Like millions and millions of miles away, and it's got a battery that just runs for years. And then the thing's up there taking selfies with a selfie stick. Like, that's it. That's as bad as the car. They got the robot up there literally taking selfies with a selfie stick, except he's not literally up there. But that's the story, and you just got to believe it. And if you don't believe it, you're an idiot like me. You're an idiot like Paul. Hey, Gloria.
Yes?
Do you believe in the Mars rover?
Of course I do. Oh, come on.
Oh, then you are intelligent then. You are not an idiot. I was going to call you an idiot, but I guess not.
Of course.
It's ridiculous.
Dude, we have
it's ridiculous.
That take better pictures.
Yeah, oh, we do. And they put out these low megapixel pictures and these images like the dark side of the moon one. And it's all just such a joke. And anybody that's, you know, not familiar with this topic that well in depth and you want to walk through from the beginning, you know what? I want to bring up something. Because this has to tie into everything I want to talk about today, too. And then we're going to get into your views on the California thing, Gloria, after this topic. You know, a long time ago, I heard that – okay, first of all, for the flat Earth thing, you got to start with Apollo with people. Because if they don't realize that the moon landings are fake, they're not going to believe any of the shit you're saying. You got to show them how bad that is, how big of a deal it is that they faked the greatest achievement of mankind. So, you know, what's next? You know, then they'll maybe open their mind and start to look, especially at NASA, and see all the trickery that they're doing.
Definitely.
All that being said, I did a show exposing the moon. Yeah, Paul, you would agree, right? The moon hoax is where you got to start.
Because you might even have to start even before that type of thing. You've got to start small. Because like I said, it is a big lie that you're exposing. You know what I mean? It's like what we said, like, you go, oh, show me a picture from space of Earth. NASA. You show them NASA's one. And then you can show them the Japanese one. And then the Russian one. They're all different. Do you know what I mean? You should only be one picture from Earth, all the same. But they're all different.
They're all different.
Yeah, someone with an ounce of brain cells in their head must think, well, why are they different? You know what I mean? It's stuff like that that it doesn't, like, compute with me, how people can just ignore basic, glaring in-your-face facts.
It's crazy. So, you know, when I first looked at the moon stuff was in 2012, and I'm going to be honest with you, it didn't take me more than a weekend to see that it was fake. Now, I'm not going to say I didn't keep looking, to be thorough. But, man, in the first 2-3 days, it's a done deal, man. So we did a show on it, me and Justin Cook, my late friend that passed away last January, last year, 2017. We did a show in 2012, way before the Flat Earth movement, 2012, exposing the Apollo moon hoax. And I've had the show up on my site for, you know, since then, 6 years. But like you guys know, I just started my YouTube channel. Well, I didn't just start it, but I just started uploading to my YouTube channel a few months ago, and I put that radio show up, and it's done really well. It's got, you know, one of my highest viewed videos, except for a couple of the 9/11 ones, like the ones with Fetzer and whatnot. And by the way, 9/11's a hoax. Check it out. I got playlists. So with the moon hoax one, with the moon hoax, goddamn self promotion. with the moon hoax, right? We did the radio show on it. Now I have heard. A few months ago, like I have done shows on YouTube and Facebook censorship, how it's going to pick up, blah, 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 blah. And then look what happens. I'm banned 90 days right now. I'm like 10 days into it only. I can't live stream this on my main channel, so I'm here on my backup. So again, make sure you sub my main channel. We'll get the links to you after in the chat. But so we did the Moon Hoax show, and now I heard that they're going to, on all YouTube channels, what they're going to do is start going around to truth this content, and they're going to start labeling it misinformation, and they're going to leave links to Wikipedia and other credible sources to explain away the misinformation that you're putting on YouTube on people's videos, right? That's as crazy as that sounds. I found a video with it, and you know whose video it was? It was my Apollo Moon Hoax video. They did this to me yesterday, and I'm going to screen share so I can show you guys this, because this is absolutely absurd. Watch this.
I know, I saw that this morning.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
And they just keep banning me, shutting my shit down. Like this one's crazy though. They literally put propaganda on my stuff, call my stuff propaganda. Watch this. Share screen. Okay, this is my Moon Hoax video, but as you notice, between the video and the title is this: Apollo Space Program. Apollo moon landing project conducted by the U.S., blah, 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 yada, 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 right? Here's the link to read further, Encyclopedia Britannica this time, right? But look at this. Why am I seeing this? Watch what it says. I won't read the whole thing, but I'll send you. All you guys got to do is go to my playlist, Dose of Reality Radio Shows on my channel, and look at the Moon Hoax one. And as long as you're in the U.S., you'll get the same message. It's only in the U.S. Now look at this. Users may see information from third parties, including Encyclopedia Britannica and Wikipedia, alongside videos on a small number of well-established historical and scientific topics that have been often subject to misinformation online, like the moon landing. Isn't that fucking ridiculous?
Wow.
This is on my video. You can't get this off. I can't close that or anything. This is like a thing to like tell you, oh, this guy's putting out crap and read this, and then it puts the real crap. That's the crap. But people will buy it. People will buy it. That'll deter, you know, no researches probably, but people that aren't wake, or you know, the people that are the you know, the woke as fuck crowd, as they call it. Oh yeah, those people are real awake. I just want to talk to a couple of those idiots tonight too. You know, if you're going out there, yeah. No, I'm going to say something. If you're going out there and you're just trolling fucking people's live videos and just calling this person a shill, that person a shill, this person a shill, that person a shill, and you have no evidence to back it up and you're just dropping links to shit channels that back up this nonsense, who's really the shill is you. You're the one that's shilling because you have effectively become a gatekeeper by doing that. Congratulations. You're a fucking selective truther. Here's your prize.
We're going to get the rocket music out now.
Brian's all heated. It's smoke coming out of your ears.
They make me so mad, man. It's like that's the detriment to all these movements. That's what my biggest problem is. That's the biggest hurdle for all of us is these people. And I mean, I literally have people, Gloria, that like this lady that made the three videos on me in the last week, and she made like two the other night. And that's a joke, okay? Because I've had some serious issues with like agents from 9/11 and this and that. Like these people are just like the lowest level trolls. But what they're doing is regular people that are going around and they're just causing a bad vibe amongst everything. And some people actually get paranoid and scared off. Like Paul, you know, with that idiot, I'll say his name, that idiot Jeff, he was going around and calling me a shill because I talk about them. He's a flat earther supposedly, right? Goes around telling people I'm a shill because I talk about the Mandela effect. I talk about the solar simulator. I talk about fucking 9/11, whatever. It's like, yeah, I'm a shill because I talk about a lot of things, really. You really got no clue. But he literally was calling up people, Gloria, that live in other countries, like on their Facebook phone, people he doesn't know that are like mutual friends and he sees in groups or whatever, calling people up saying that they need to block me because I'm a shill. Like, just who's being the shill at this point? Who's being the gatekeeper? You know, I haven't seen any proof of anybody in flat earth as being 100% a shill. Yeah, people like the grass and people like that are backing the official side or that have done the flip to the official side, like a Rogan, whatever. Yeah, we know that that's what they are. But as far as people posing as flat earth researchers, I have suspects about a couple, but very, very few. And I won't say it because I'm not sure and I have no proof. But these people are out there calling like 9, 10, 11 people shills all in one video. We're trying to have a discussion with somebody on a live video and they're just going on and on and on. It's like people like that, I'm just going to start blocking. I'm not even going to deal arguing with him no more. My conversation has to progress. We're going to move forward with the conversation because the new people can deal with that. The people that have been in it for a year or two.
Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. You're not saying anything wrong. It's your opinion. It's what you believe. It's just freedom of speech. And the fact that you can speak like that kind of makes it look like maybe you're credible. maybe you're right about something, or else why would you be attacked so much? And you really are attacked a lot, you know, and it just is freedom of speech. But apparently, you know.
What's wrong with if you don't like what they're saying, just blocking them or moving on? I just don't get it.
How about don't even listen to it?
I know, that's what I said. I just don't get it. If I don't like someone, I'm not going to carry on like calling. It's like, I'm just like, get rid of it. I don't want to see it again and move on. You're just wasting your time.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's more to those trolls.
Yeah. So I want to bring up another topic. Let's change the gears and get off that for a second. So I guys showed you what's going on with YouTube. They've been coming down hard on me. I'm banned for about another almost 3 months still left on the ban. So just make sure if you're looking for my material, if you're watching this live now on the Real News Online, this is just my backup channel to do this live stream. Simone, if you could, can you throw my link to my main channel in the chat, please? It's Brian S. Stavely. So youtube.com/user/Brian S. Stavely. And I have like 70 videos now. And all of our newer shows are on video. And I just want to promote one thing before we move on. Tuesday, I'm going to do a My Awakening interview, episode 8. I'm going to do Joey Rocha. And I'm also going to do Aaron Keith this week, hopefully Wednesday. So I'll let you guys know. I won't gonna set a time yet or nothing, but we'll set something more solid tomorrow night just after I see my work schedule. But we're going to do that this week during the week. So make sure you check out the My Awakening interviews. Gloria had something she wanted to talk about going on with the California fires. And I just want to say something before you get into it, Gloria. And I'm glad you brought this your point of view up here because this is different than what I've been hearing. And I'm not saying it can't be another type of weapon. And I know people talk about directed energy weapon, but I just want to say I know my opinion is jaded because of all the disinformation around directed energy weapons and 9/11, which wasn't true. Oh, I think a lot of people believe that. So they jump into, hey, these California things look like the towers did, but it was fake video that they're looking at, not now with California, but with the towers. So it's like you're basing it all. You can't say that the stuff in California is from directed energy weapons because you think the towers were, when you don't even know the half of that story. But if you do think that, I respect that opinion. And I will still look at that, and I'll still look at the other ideas of what it is. But Gloria has another idea. Gloria, you want to talk about your idea about what might be going on out there?
Yeah, because that whole thing just to me doesn't make sense, because if it was directed energy, like you said, weapon, the trees would have burnt with them, or whatever was left, say a lot of the houses that kind of turned to dust, rock and brick turning to dust, the chimneys had no sift on it. Sift from fire. So that's kind of strange too, if you think about it. The cars that they found that were burnt, the tires were melted, the whole bottom of the car were melted, but the roof of the cars were not touched. So that's kind of weird. So and I can't even say that it's a theory, it's proof. Actually, people are finding proof that, let me ask you a question. How does pipe, okay, underground pipe melt? How did the drain storms 10 feet underground melt? How is that possible?
Probably only if the source of the heat was underground.
Exactly. So so how does that work exactly? Plasma charges, how does that happen? Okay, another thing that I think is real, like I said, you know, you study the pitches and you could say it's laser, it's this, it's that, or maybe, you know what, maybe not even to go there, but maybe this is a simulation and it's a simulate deletion or something. I don't know, but I don't know how. Say that again?
I said, do you want me to punch you dead in the face now? Or?
Well, that's where I didn't want to go there. Okay, but
go ahead.
It doesn't make sense that pipe melt. It doesn't make sense that when all these houses went to ash, that porcelain melted. There's no refrigerators. There's no ovens. Everything is gone. No toilet seats, no bathtubs. That's really extreme heat. Okay. And even brick houses, I mean, they're gone. They're just melted. They're gone. But yet when you look around them, the trees are untouched. How does that happen? You have fire. You have a little bit of wind. The trees catch fire. Those, some of these trees are not touched. There's a photo of a car that's completely oblivious. I mean, it's ash. There's nothing left to it. And there's a tree next to it with the branch hanging on the hood, on the top of the car. And all the leaves are perfect. None of it's burned. Okay. Another thing that I find interesting with the California fires is that people are having a really, really hard time rebuilding. Okay. The insurance companies are going against them. They're blaming them for the fire, which I think is kind of crazy. That's a whole thing in itself. But they were told, okay, the new code, when they rebuilt, all their appliances in their homes have to be smart appliances. Now, why is that? Why do they and that's the code. They have to do that. Okay. They have to get smart refrigerators, smart ovens, smart everything. Why is that? Isn't that a little odd?
You know why, don't you?
Yeah, I know why, but let's see if everybody else knows why.
Well, I've got a theory on it, but we'll wait till to see if anyone else fires back.
No, I think a lot of people in the chat are thinking, yeah, that could be underground. Wake Up News is here, Gloria. He said maybe underground gases. Hey, you said liquid hot magma. But yeah, that's where we're going. Something under the ground might be causing
something
that.
Something under the ground, plasma wave, something. I mean, something happened. It's not somebody throwing a cigarette in the woods. These fires did not get started like that. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, and if you look at it, it looks like a selective fire, like it selected its prey. You know, it left this undone, this didn't get touched, it stopped completely over here, and it ended all. It does not make sense at all. Half the world is on fire, which nobody really talks about. You don't hear it on the news. You don't hear that, I guess Colorado had fire. Who else had fire? I think it was Germany.
Greece.
It's everywhere, but you don't really hear about that. You don't hear about it. And I think Texas now, right? Texas?
Is Texas in a lot of fire now? Yeah.
You heard the other day. It's everywhere. It's all over the globe. It's all over the globe. But how would they get it? How is it starting? You know, oh, they arrested this one guy because he admitted to starting the fires. Come on, give me a break. Seriously, give me a break, okay? No, because when a fire doesn't get that hot to melt brick, to melt pipes. And why would, no, it wouldn't affect the pipes. So just something that people really need to look into, you know, and you'll get a couple of weeks that'll go by and people never think about it again, you know? And I think that's really sad because it's important. But make sure the code is to rebuild, you have to have smart appliances. Right.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. All right, so why don't we take a break real quick?
Okay.
And we'll come back in 4 minutes, all right?
All right, sounds good.
You good with that, everybody? Paul, we'll take a quick break. It'll actually be like 5 minutes, so I'm just going to play a quick song. Everybody, you're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Paul Knight, Gloria Cannata. Thank you. Awesome show so far. Thank you guys for tuning in. And after the break, you know what, guys? If you guys want, we'll take calls, and then we're going to move on to some more advanced stuff that Paul wants to present a little later. We got a couple of the smaller things first. So if you guys want, the phone number is 978-435-0006, and I'm sure somebody will throw that in the chat for you. 978-435-0006, and just wait till we're back from the break if you are going to call in, because I will not be at the computer for 3 or 4 minutes. All right, everybody.
The students understand that the world is indeed round to no avail. The influence of Irving was just too strong.
There's this point that we all come to where you want to really, really, really question things. Wow. But in our society, if you're frowned upon when you ask. You're frowned upon when you want to learn more knowledge about something that makes someone else feel uncomfortable.
Neil deGrasse can't debate these facts if he wanted to. Earth is flat and stationary, kids, that means it doesn't move. When confronted with these proofs, liars get uncomfortable. cause it's true that the truth can make a liar lose his cool. When Kyrie Irving comes to school, science teachers run away. Flat Earth's got 200 proofs that they're afraid to debate. When he says it to their face that their NASA pics are fake, the expressions that they make always make my day. Go, NASA's been tricking us all. Gravity isn't a law. Ha, ha, your whole reality's flawed. Thinking you spin on a ball. But, yeah, it isn't your fault. You just repeat what you taught. Repeating and teaching your students this small, and they evolve somehow out of nothing at all. Have you ever really questioned the nonsense that you were teaching, or the superstitious pseudoscience shit you're repeating, like we're from a big bang, our ancestors are algae, what a curves to the earth thanks to the magic of gravity. Planes flying straight lines, what a lies in straight lines. Don't horizon lines form horizontal straight lines? No matter how high, there's never a curve. Geek, observe it for yourselves. Look in the flat earth. Neil deGrasse can't debate these facts if he wanted to. Earth is flat and stationary, kids, that means it doesn't move. When confronted with these proofs, liars get uncomfortable. Aww. Cause it's true that the truth can make a liar lose his cool. When Kyrie Irving comes to school, science teachers run away. Flat Earth's got 200 proofs that they're afraid to debate. When he says it to their face that their NASA pics are fake, the expressions that they make always make my day. Hey, when I first heard that Kyrie Irving was a flat earther, Kyrie, I was thinking, what the hell is my dude smoking? Then I listened to his interview, and I knew he wasn't joking, because a lot of the stuff that he said made sense. And I said, I gotta debunk this. Epic fail. Turns out the Earth's flat, still in stationary, and we're living on a plane that likely isn't planetary. Yeah. Gravity's a lie. Stars are lights in the sky. Water always lies level, no matter how high. Y'all can make jokes, laughing on your fake globes, be it deceived about the basics. The place you call home, the reason you're created, the way you ought to go. If you stop asking the questions, how will you ever know? And you'll never get a message you're not ready to receive. I don't need you to believe me, I'm just here to plant the seed that the big conspiracy is that the Earth's flat. Do your own research, you'll never go back. Neil deGrasse can't debate these facts if he wanted to. Earth is flat and stationary, kids, that means it doesn't move. When confronted with these proofs, liars get uncomfortable. Cause it's true that the truth can make a liar lose his cool. When Kyrie Irving comes to school, science teachers run away. Flat Earth's got 200 proofs that they're afraid to debate. When he says it to their face, that their NASA pics are fake. The expressions that they make always make my day. Alright, Neil, do a little research on the topics discussed today. Come back and let's have a debate.
You've never seen me debate anybody on any subject ever. There's no YouTube video of me debating anybody. It's just not what I do.
Ah, come on.
I have a very firm belief that what they're putting out in front of us is there for a reason. It just depends on whether you want to believe in the truth or not. Do you believe that the Earth is round?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you believe the Earth is round?
Yes, but I heard the new one. That the Earth
There's
is
no round. New one. There is no it's, new one.
Okay, I heard some crazy
one.
My
boy, do you believe that we are? Do you believe?
Do you believe this? That's crazy. Ben Diggles, this is a shout out to you. He came to us. And he listens to Super Conspiracy.
Yes.
This is not even conspiracy.
The Earth is flat. Yeah, no, the Earth is flat.
Oh, there we go.
The Earth is flat. Anything that you have a particular question on, okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us during the brief break. Sorry that we had to do that, but you know how it is. You got to take a break after sitting here for a few hours. Glory back.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
Paul, you here?
Yeah, that was a dungeon door going.
At your house or Gloria's?
Gloria's.
That thunder is still thunder. Yeah, so, I keep muting out so you guys don't hear it.
Yeah, so I wanted to address real quick is I just wanted to address something about the chat, somebody that was in the chat. And you can ask all the flat earth questions you want. But the way you were doing it, I mean, you were just saying, you know, don't you guys know math and this and that. We're not going to deal with that right now. And there are people that will. And I can direct you to groups that will. But if you want a beginner type walkthrough, I have it on my website. Just go to therealnewsonline.com and click, ask yourself the question. Click on the link that says, why is everybody talking about flat earth? That's my, or it just says flat earth on the page, but that's the name of the article. And I'll walk you through it. But on this show, at this point in the game, we're not here to do that. And we're not going to spend the time going through all those beginner basics with you right now. But I respectfully would show you it another time. No problem, but we're not at that point right now. So that being said, everybody in the chat, does anybody have any questions? I would love for somebody to call in. So why doesn't somebody call in right now? We'll leave the phone lines open for maybe, if we need to, 20, 30 minutes. If nobody calls, then we'll move forward. We'll leave them open for like 20, 30, and then we're going to move on to what we need to get into. But I think in the middle of the show right now, as we've gotten a lot of stuff out, if anybody wants to call in, give a call in. I'll drop the number in the chat again. All you got to do is dial it up. And you can get right in. I'll put you right. Oh, you know what, guys? Hang on before you do that. I do have to open one more window or it's not going to work. So I don't want to tell you to do that. And I don't got the damn Hangouts window open. You wouldn't believe how many things you need open to do these shows and stream video. And I have it streaming on Facebook. Paul and Gloria, say hi to everybody in Facebook land. They're all watching.
Hello. Well, you can't say me, but I've got my hand up waving. I've had a malfunction.
Unbelievable. Where were we at? Because I did have a couple things I wanted to address before we get into Paul's theory. Oh, Gloria, while we're on it, and you know, everybody knows you're big on, you know, frequency and stuff like this, vibration. You wanted to talk about sonar waves today, is that right?
Well, you know, you have a lot of things going on in Florida right now. Let me get my glasses. I can't. See, a lot of things going on in Florida right now with all the dead fish and the manatees and you name it, it's just washed up on shore. It's something out of a horror movie. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I mean, granted, every year. I might have a feedback.
It should stop in a second. I had to disconnect my mic for a second. Try now. Now there should be none.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, every year we get this red tide thing, and you know, it's pretty ucky and it stinks and it only lasts for like a week or so, 2 weeks, and they clean it up. This year it was completely, I mean, it's something out of a movie. If you looked at the pictures of Fort Myers Beach all the way to Siesta Keys, East Coast, West Coast, all of it, it's just a complete, looks like a war zone. You can't even walk on the beach. It's just completely full of fish, and a lot of people are having respiratory problems, and there's a lot of lawsuits starting right now because of it. I get the whole red tide thing. Like I said, we have it every year. This to me looks a little different. I know a couple of years back, we had whales wash up, dolphins wash up out of nowhere. Like they were discombobulated and they completely got thrown off course. And I think that's, you know, either the military or somebody's playing around with sonar waves. And that's what it sounds like happened now, because it's not only the fish that you have that washed up, okay, it's also birds falling out of the air. And they might be hundreds. And I don't remember what country they put out a video recently of just all these birds, pelicans just falling out of the air. That is sonar waves. And I don't care what anybody says. What should affect humans also? I think that's what's going on. Because it's been
it's interesting. Very interesting.
Lots of echoes.
Say that again.
Yeah, just on that. Just on that time that she was talking, not generally during the show, right?
No.
Okay, I'm trying to turn my volume down. I see my thing kept flashing up. I'm like, oh, I think I'm echoing. So I was just messing with it. I don't know what the deal is with that. If the echo persists, maybe I'll have to switch my my microphone. Am I echoing now?
No.
You're not.
I have a delay.
Are you hearing yourself, though?
Well, let me hear. No, it stopped.
All right, good. I turned my volume down. So if that ever happens, please don't wait. I don't mind if you interrupt me. Tell me, hey, I'm hearing myself. I want to fix it right away. And there's one of like three things it might be. Yeah. Simone said Glow had an echo. Did Glow have the echo the whole show? Just for that last brief moment, please tell me it was the last like couple minutes. That's what I'm thinking it was.
Yeah, I heard myself with the echo. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Anybody from the chat have any questions? Any comments? Wake Up News says a few energy waves were caught coming from Antarctica.
I'm telling you.
I don't know any.
Yeah. About that. Because the red tide is not like this. This is catastrophic. For us to be on the state of emergency and for people going to the hospital because of respiratory problems, this is really, really big. I don't know what it's going to do to tourists this season if they don't clean it up in time, but whatever's going on is still going on because they'll clean it. I mean, they got the majority of it cleaned up in the morning and then you go back late afternoon and it's just packed full of dead fish again. It's like they just can't, they have no control over it. To me, that sounds like
it's craziness. It's crazy.
I have a feedback. I have a feedback.
You do? Damn it. I don't know why.
You and your mic.
Yeah, if it persists, maybe I'll just switch my mic. Gloria, can you guys just talk to the audience real quick? I'm going to switch my mics and just let me know how I sound when I come back. Okay.
I forgot rid of the problem. I'm still echoing.
Hello. Same amp.
Oh, that's so funny.
Play around with it.
Oh, it's so trippy to hear yourself. I don't like that.
Hello.
I think it stopped. Nope. Here it is.
Brian, he's so unprofessional.
Oh, Brian. So funny. Yeah, see, echo.
People tune in now. they keep going, echo.
Hello. No more echo now. We're good. But yeah, a lot of strange things are going on in Florida. But then you look at what's going on across the globe and you have crazy stuff going on everywhere. You know? You have the ground breaking up in Mexico. It's like the earth is cracking in half over there for them. I mean, you got the fires in California and fires in how many states right now? I'm not even sure. There's so many fires going on right now. A lot of weird things, birds falling from the sky and things being washed up on shore, especially with people. A lot of people complaining about having upset stomach, nausea, trouble sleeping completely. Cannot sleep. They're just up and they're agitated for no reason at all. They just feel agitated. Have you been feeling like that, Paul?
I feel weird half at time.
Yeah, it's just
something
like
in the air.
Something like you feel uptight. You feel me and my girlfriend were trying to put our finger on it and it's like you really can't. It's not that we're angry, like you don't feel angry, you just feel like anticipation. I can't explain it like that. That's the best way I could put it. You feel like something is off. You feel off.
Yeah, it's like what I've said a few weeks ago, isn't it? Like we're messing around with HAARP at all these the energy ley lines all around the world. It just can make you agitated, aggressive, things that's what happened because they're just messing around with the energy of the planet.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And a lot of people are feeling the equilibrium being off. And that's another thing that's been going on for a few days on and off. And I'm wondering if anybody in the chat is experiencing that too. I wanted to read what Wake Up.
You guys hear me?
I think coming up from the earth. Yeah, probably.
Am I loud enough? Can people hear me loud? How do I sound real quiet?
No, you sound fine.
All right, because I can boost mine a little because this, this headset's not the greatest. You know, Paul had sent me some stuff the other day to look at, and that's what I want to get into. This is what he's been waiting to talk about all day. He sent me some stuff to look at, and at first this video really kind of it kind of resonated with me when I seen it. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying I agree with what he's saying 100%. I don't think he even is. You know, he's just started looking at this himself. But we're just going to put out some ideas out there about how day and night might work. Other alternative views, this is his thing. He's going to present it to you. And Paul, when you do this, do you want me to start with that little video? Or do you want to talk about it first and then show people that so they can have a visualization? What do you want to do?
Yeah, start with that, and then I can talk just after that, then, and people at least can see.
Yeah, they can at least see and then see where you're going, because without the visualization, I mean, you know, it's very, very hard. Even with it, it's hard. So Paul has some ideas, and guys, and remember, you know, it's good to speculate. That's how we progress, as long as you say it's speculation, because even if Paul only has 20% right in what he's saying, right? Well, that 20, not to shoot you down, Paul, but if they
I'll go now. I'll just leave.
Paul's batting about 200. He's about to get demoted to minor leagues.
Everyone, he was loving this in private message. Ignore him.
Oh, no, I do love it. I'm just saying for the people that are like, oh, you guys
are too bad.
So I'm just saying, even if you get 20% right, that 20% might work with my 15% that I got right, okay? And Gloria might have 3% of it right.
No, back up with the 3%. I mean, I might have 5%. Back up.
Oh no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so we speculate and we put our ideas out there and we have these conversations, and then who knows, maybe not me, maybe not Gloria, maybe somebody that's watching this in the chat, maybe somebody, the few hundred people or whatever that are going to watch it after, maybe somebody will say, hey, what Paul said makes sense because of what I've been looking at with this, and we'll connect. Maybe I should contact Paul. We can have a conversation. And then before you know it, the conversation grows, and that's what it is. So all that being said, I'm going to play this little video for you real quick that Paul wants us to play. And it's going to look to you like, what does this have to do with Mandela Effect or Flat Earth or any of these topics right now? But it's not even 3 minutes long. Just watch it and pay attention.
Yeah, I'll explain.
And Paul will come out and explain what you just saw and what his ideas, you know, what we'll just let Paul do it. So I'm going to play the video right now. Let me just load it up here and grab my screen share. And you guys just saw 2 minutes and 51 seconds. So just please pay attention for that amount of time. And then I'm going to give the floor to Paul. All right. You guys see the YouTube, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Well, hi everyone. Today I've got a Photo 101 video for you all about polarizing filters, why they're so neat, and how you can use them. Now that photography is mostly digital, people don't use filters much anymore. But polarizing filters have survived, because what they do is quite clever. They absorb polarized light, which is normally any light that's been reflected off of non-metallic surfaces and some light from the sky. So, in a nutshell, polarizing filters can get rid of reflections from many surfaces, such as water, or glass, or even book spines. And they also have the very cool and useful effect of darkening a blue sky. Now, the effect depends on a couple of things. Firstly, it depends on how much you turn the filter. So you'll have to turn the filter each time you reposition your camera until you get the effect you're happy with. Secondly, the effect depends on your angle of view. If you're shooting the sky, the effect will only really work 90 degrees from the direction of the sun. If you shoot against the sun or with the sun behind you, the effect won't work. Because of this, shooting with an ultra-wide angle lens and a polarizer can give slightly uneven results. Photographers also like to use polarizing filters on sunny days to shoot vegetation because they reduce the reflections on shiny leaves. One random effect is that polarizing filters can get rid of the image on a computer screen because LCD screens emit polarized light. Using a polarizer with a wide-angle lens and shooting against a window can also give some slightly weird and colorful results. I've been using polarizing filters by Hoya and Marumi before, and they're both great, although I prefer the Hoya filters as the colours seem to be more faithful. I've heard that filters by B&H are also very good. Make sure you get a filter that's the right size for your particular lens, and make sure it's a circular polarizing filter. Don't forget to take the filter off when you're shooting indoors, or if it gets dark outside, because the filter blocks off around 50% to 75% of your light, and you don't want that. So there you have it, that's pretty much everything I know about polarizing filters. Now go buy one, because they're cool. Have fun.
All right, Paul.
I bet people thought they just stumbled upon some type of porno then. With that music, oh man. I said there's a few videos. That was just the shortest that we could show to give people just the basic of thinking, what the hell's he going to say now? Got to do with polarized lenses. Right, what it is, I'll try and be really, really basic because it's still new to me. I just come across it. And what it is, I've been looking into a crystal firmament theory because I've come up with a crystal theory that some of you might be aware of that I've posted on my group and on my personal page. And anyone who wants to listen, basically, I've been telling them. Right. And so anyway, I was watching a video on polarization, well, crystal polarization. And it popped up to this video. And it was another one. It's on my webpage. It's about 15 minutes long, but it goes really in depth. And it shows you what filters can do. Now, so that, as soon as I saw that, something just came to me thinking, what happens if the firmament, which is a dome or whatever people want to describe, is obviously, I believe it's crystal, liquid crystal, but what happens if it's an actual polarized lens? And that was what was moving, turning to make night and day. Because if you think about it, we've all seen the phone with weird photos of night and day and different things, and things just don't match, and they don't seem to match up on the globe Earth or flat Earth. So it just hit me, what happens if the firmament above us was basically made up of so many filtered lenses, which was filtering out light, just turning to make night and day? Because if you think about it, as a planet, we cannot have everyone awake at the same time.
The way their society is meant to run, it wouldn't function. Yeah, Paul, but as you get a little deeper into it, as you talk, open up your Facebook and go to the black sheep and go to your post rather than me do it. Go to your post, and when you're ready and you want to show people things, I'll set you on screen share so you can kind of walk them through anything you want to show them, because you got some great videos.
Okay.
That's kind of interesting, though. What he just said is really interesting.
But we need a more visualization of this. Like, people want to, those memes you sent me are awesome.
I'm just going to my Facebook now and get that on the screen, Redder.
Yeah, we'll go at a better pace if you do it rather than, hey, Brian, show them this one, show them that one. We've talked before about a turning firmament, the whole thing turning with maybe the stars attached to the underside of it and the sun maybe inside one of the many layers of the firmament. And that would seem to me that would also create the electromagnetic energy of a torus field around the Earth with the connection to Maru and Polaris in the center as kind of like the centerpiece of the spinning firmament. But what Paul is saying, Paul, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're talking about, seven, eight, five, six, seven, eight, whatever. Say different, just picture big circular size plates on the firmament, and they're turning in different directions.
Do you want me to describe them now? I'm telling.
That's interesting.
Yeah, describe them.
Think about that. You've got to actually imagine now, like, shut your eyes, tapping up, because we've not got the screen on. Everything is like sacred geometry. We've all seen it. Well, most of us have and looked into it. That everything, like the flower of life, the seed of life, the egg of life, it's all visible to find. It's like the blueprint of everything that's made. The ley lines on the earth are all, they're drawn out like the seed of life, the flower of life. Even the earth flag, you have a flag for the earth. That is a flower of life. And it's built like the ley lines that's on earth. Now, that just got me thinking then, what happens if the firmament was designed like the flower of life, because it's everywhere? Why shouldn't it be above us if it's in the ground, if it's in our genes, is our DNA? Why wouldn't it be above us? So then you're thinking about the flow of life, all the patterns, the Genesis pattern, which is all of them. And then you've got the seeds of life. Basically, we all know the gist of which it looks like. But just imagine the flow of life and the discs slowly rotating individually, creating night and day for anything that's underneath.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Can you do a screen share so you can show people the flower life and show them the little memes you made? Right. It would really help.
I got it all now.
Yeah, go to screen share. Oh, I have to stop sharing. No, yeah, you just got to go to screen share with the green
I've
box.
Just done it. Is it? Come on.
Yep.
Huh. Right, is it up?
Yeah, it's up now. Yep, we just saw your Facebook. It went away. But I'll go ahead. I'll mute my mic.
There you go. These are basic. I've got a load, but this is just a basic flower of life, tree of life type thing. And I've just put it over a flat earth. And I've used this one because there's not many of the discs. And I'll go through. You'll see a few more now. Now, just picture that as you go. There you go. There's the different types that they have. There's the international, you know, flag of Earth, which is the flower of life. There you have it on a flat Earth, the ley lines. There you go. And it's basically sacred geometry. Not just giving you a brief little description of what it is. And then I've showed different patterns because obviously it can be any pattern it wants it within that pattern. We all will know the designs that it can throw up. So on this one, I basically just put a sun and a moon up to basically just to show, you know, show people. And if you think about it now, what does the sun do? It's called the analemma, and it does a figure of eight. There you go. Well, there's a figure of eight. There's a figure of eight. And then you're going to think about what is the sun and moon.
That's exactly what I brought up a few weeks ago. Remember about the figure eight sun?
Now,
that if we think the stars are reversing because of the hemisphere, I mean, because of the atmosphere, then wouldn't the sun be doing it too? And maybe it is, but it's reversing its image back to normal ourselves.
And on this one, I just made white discs just so you can see the discs a bit better. There's the sun and the moon. And these discs are turning different ways, creating night and day with the polarization. Now, you think about, oh, what's polarization? Well, if you type into Google definition of polar, which is the North Star, you know, we know it's Polaris. The definition for polar is a variable binary star which emits strongly polarized light, one component being a strong magnetic white dwarf star, which we know it is. Now, there's your polarized light. No one knows what the North Star is. But think about this. Why is it always above us? Straight up, if that's not shooting out the light to go, basically, we would be all daytime, everywhere, in my belief, from this theory. We would be 24/7 day if it wasn't for this type of filtering device to get people to rest.
Straight up, and it's filtering the light, and it's straight up. How much does this tie in with the ideas that I brought up on the last show? I even titled the show The Great Light of Polaris.
Definitely. And like, if you're wondering what's on the screen now, oh, do you want to tell them first before I carry on?
No, you go ahead, buddy.
Right, what you can see now on screen, you can just see the little discs again, numbered. And I don't know how I come up to this. It just came into my head this morning. I just counted them and I saw 12. And I said, 12. Well, what could be 12? And there I've put it on that one so you can see it on there. And then you go into, that's just types of polarized light. There you go, the zodiac. Each one of them discs will have a zodiac constellation on each one, just so happens it fits into the flower of life. And that was just something else that blew me away. That
crazy.
I just thought, oh, 12. Yeah, and then there's zodiacs, there they are on a dome. That could be the firmament, and each one is a constellation of the zodiac. And they've not changed because we've had the zodiac from ancient times. Nothing's changed, it doesn't move. If we're moving through space, it would be like spaghetti up there, but it's not. So that would be that the Earth is stationary and what above us is moving. And that's why I believe it's this like a filter effect on the dome. I need a just brief description of what polarized light is and unpolarized light. What it is polarized light is just straight. It's coming down. It'll only go one way. And unpolarized, it's just everywhere, coming at all directions. And in other videos that I've put with my post and on The Black Sheep on YouTube. There's more videos. It goes really into depth on polarized, and it shows you them turning the filters and creating night and day. It's like you.
This could absolutely be what causes the eclipse. So.
Definitely. And these are just things I found on things, the light coming through, bouncing off different things. Now, this is getting a bit deeper now. Is if you've listened to me before and talk about it, I believe, like me and Brian think, like the North Star basically is what is lighting up. So, what is the sun doing? Now, I've mentioned this a few times that Pythagoras thought it was a giant crystal, a focus crystal. So that could direct this light coming through onto specific places. And you can see on this picture, it's got it the other way around, but there's the sun, and it's shooting down through a dome, and the sun is being focused on what, and that is what basically these filters could do. It's just something to bring up, and no one else has come up with this, so it's obviously can't find much proof on it. But you've just got to use a little bit of imagination. And these are all different types of polarization. What happens is it changes the refractions and everything. And this is what can basically describe what's going on in the planet, in my opinion. Like I said, it's not fact. It's just my opinion. I mean, you think about these little discs, and it could be any shape, any of the flower of life, seed of life. They've only got to turn, and it's nighttime, daytime. And you think about, you've got dusk and, you know, all the different types of shade of light. You've only got to watch this video that I've put with this, another one, but it's 15 minutes long, and you'd be amazed. As soon as I saw that, it was just, ooh, that could be like the firmaments. It's just a theory that I came up with last week or so. And, things are just, like I said, I've just posted it today, so it's a lot new for me. And it just shows you how light goes through a barrier, basically. So basically, like, the firmament's a barrier. So we do need a source of light then. Well, the North Star. And people have described it as got God's throne and all in the Bible, all the white light. You know what I mean? Everything's there. It's just me coming up with a theory and hoping some even more clever people can...
That's the source, like Polaris, if that's the source like that, like at night.
It's the same name, polarized, filter, polar, Polaris.
Like we were talking about a few shows ago when I was saying, the bright light of Polaris, and is that really the light to rule the night sky?
There you go, and there's a flower of life in DNA.
Distraction away from that, because they certainly don't want you analyzing Polaris, even if not for this reason, but just for any of the reasons, like it being stationary and proving that the Earth doesn't move. They don't want you looking at that. And then when you start to look at all these things, like, say, the electromagnetic connections between Polaris, the Earth, between possibly the Sun, Mount Meru, whatever you believe is at the North Pole, and then you want to take it up a notch to this type of thought, they don't want you looking at that. So,
no. And if you I've got a loop. It's all vibration and frequencies, and this could easily move around with electromagnetism, frequencies and vibrations. And
Gloria loves that.
Do you know what I mean? It's all interconnected, and these sources, the light would come down. So you just got to picture it up above you. I believe it's liquid crystal. I've shown enough evidence for you to think it might be. It's not 100%, but it's there to just show you that
Paul,
there's more to it.
Paul, did you show a picture of the flower of life being in DNA? Was that what I... Wow.
I'll go back to it now for you. There you go.
Wow.
Now, if you think about this, the Romans, the Greeks, you name it, every last civilization have designed the flower of life onto the floors, within mosaics and all that.
Right.
You can find it everywhere, that pattern. So why wouldn't it be above us? I don't know what was left. Do you know what I mean? It's just me coming up with a theory. Maybe we'll be back to normal. And I can stop sharing. Do you know what I mean? It's just something that I'm echoing there.
Yeah.
It's just something that I came up with that It just like, you know, when you get that feeling, you get like you got kicked.
Yeah, well, I think everybody listening to it just got the same kick.
I was watching a video, something to prove my crystal theory, and this man, which it's 15 minutes long, but it's on my YouTube channel and it's on my Facebook page. He just gets some polarized glasses and he just turns them in different things and it blackens out. And he shows you like a petri dish that if he turns it, because your screen on your computer is polarized light, and it goes the rainbow. So what happens if the firmament just turns slightly on its daily, daily movements? And you got darkness, you got rainbows. It's just something to think about. And when I watched the video, this long one, my head was baked. I didn't know what I just watched, but inside knew I was onto something, in my opinion. I told Brian about it and another close friend, and I showed them, and I don't know what they really thought. Oh my God, what's he starting now? And then I showed the video the day after and I said, just watch that. And it takes you a few times to watch it, and then it just twigs on you. Just imagine discs above you, like the Zodiac, because there's 12 of them. I'm just using that as an example. It could be more, could be less. I thought it made more sense of each Zodiac being embossed type of thing on that disc, you know, like the Guardians type of thing. I'm just getting a bit of a loop there.
Oh, sorry, I don't know why. I didn't change anything.
It's just that day, the ghost of the machine.
Yeah, man. Your camera never came back, though, huh? That fucking sucks.
I don't know what. So I'll have to have a look tomorrow, uninstall the driver, put it back in. If not, I might have to just re-swap my laptop, and that might just be...
Well, just so you know, you with the no camera, you ruined the show, so, you know.
Yeah, just blame me for everything.
Hey, Paul.
Everyone else normally does. Yep.
Well, have you ever heard of a place called the Singing Stone Beach? I think it's in Australia. Where it's a beach where there's these beautiful rocks, and when the waves come in, they make the rocks kind of bump together, creating a singing sound. And they notice that that's actually the only place in the world that this happens. And when these rocks like kind of collide from the waves, they make this singing sound, and they tested the rocks and they were like made out of crystalline rocks.
Wow, I've not seen that. No, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I don't know what frequency they let out, but they emit some kind of frequency.
See, it's like when I showed people, and I've just posted it today in my group. I've had some good feedback on it. It does set you back a bit. It's really deep, but then it's really, really basic to think that something above us is moving on a rotational basis, creating night and day. And it's as good a description of anything. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like I said, it's new to me. I don't know, because there's nothing on it. It's just me seeing a pair of polarized glasses on an experiment come up to this. I thought, well, how could it be above us? And then I thought about the flower of life. And if you think about the flower of life, it's got so many geometric patterns. And what I found out was when I put them on the flat Earth, they wasn't reaching totally in certain parts of what we describe as the ice wall, and that fits with.
Why the ice?
Yeah, you have all night and day. You know, it's different things and it's different types of light.
And even with the zodiac, like you said, I think that's kind of wild too.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just sat there. I don't know why I was counting it. I was just should I just color this in and that type of thing.
Huh.
And I thought, oh, one, two. Three, and I was going around and thought, oh, that's six, and then the zodiac's got 12, and then I saw the six more, and I thought, well, they've not changed, so what happens if they're just like not in charge type of thing, but you know how the ancients would have thought, right. They made significance of them stars in that one place, and they do rotate. What happens if something above it's rotating? You've got them sounds that people hearing. I know they reckon it's underground, it could be in the sky. You know what I mean? It's just opening up more, something more.
Yeah, there are some sounds that they do hear, yes, on the ground, but and I've read about that too. I looked into that with the sounds that a lot of them built, not like little castles, whatever, just so they could hear the vibration and the sound that goes underneath the castle.
I mean, you're not totally a flat earth club, but you've seen the videos and you'll see a model. It's nice 3D model. It's been made on computer and you've got the sun and moon shooting around. But like a lot of us looked into it, that some of that doesn't make sense on a flat earth that has like night and day and stuff. You need something more. So I just got me head to think of something that would happen. And I also have not got the technical capability of doing them great models. And that's why I've just come up with the basic, what you can see of the flower of life up above us. And they're all interchanging, you know, they're all moving.
Yeah, guy. We need a CG. We need Lord Stephen Christ. Yeah, right. No, we need to see somebody that does CGI to make some models for us, because that would really
help. I don't know if there's any feedback, because I'm not in the chat, because I've not got it up.
That is kind
of... people actually, they seem pretty interested in it. A lot of people are talking about the firmament. Wake Up News brought up the solar simulator, which, you know, I'm all about, as we've done shows on that. Dominic asks, where is the real sun? Is it gone? And I said, I've been split on that. You know, I don't know if it's gone or if they're just masking it. And I think this is what's probably happening. But if it's up there, and Simone asked if it's beyond the firmament, I said I believe that it's within layers of the firmament and possibly different layers that are turning at different speeds or directions, which is very similar to what you're talking about anyways. Do you want to comment on to Simone on where do you think the sun is located? What's your opinion? I mean, it's just an opinion.
Well, I've got a various one because, like I said, it's new theory to me, and it's not like a case of me trying to, what can I put in there to match? Do you know what I mean? To make my idea sound better. And what I thought was, there's a lot of material that some of the layers are called the heavenly fire or the heavenly light, the heavenly sea. Could it be that it's creating the light and it's obviously because it's so bright because it's heavenly. We need filters to mask it so we don't, you know, basically go blind type of thing. And then I've got the theory of Pythagoras said the sun was a crystal focusing. Would that mean it's like a simulator? That's, you know what I mean?
Like I have always said about the lenses with the simulator, when the sun comes through the solar simulator and the lenses on it are refocusing it.
Definitely.
Just on scale. And I think, even if it's doing what you're saying, I still think, because we're talking about, so people are clear, we're not talking about a man-made firmament or creation here. This is God's creation, right? This is what you're saying?
Yeah, I call him the creator.
Okay, so if it's the creator's creation, which, let's be honest, if the firmament is turning in all these different directions and, you know, that's how the light and the day and the night works, well, that certainly shows the signs of creation very, very, very strong. But let's say God did that, and let's say, you know, like we've talked about many times, like Gloria, we've talked about also with collective consciousness and us connecting and maybe connecting to the sun, and they're trying to block it with chemtrails and all this, even though God has built this, I think they mimicked God, which is what they love to do, mock God. They built a fake sun, and it's below, and it behaves much like God's firmament does, and the light up there coming through. They took a page out of his book, and they built these solar simulators, and I just think that's what they're doing, and I think there is the essential things that we need to get from the sun that are being blocked out by these things. And somebody asked in the chat, well, wouldn't these things just fall out of the sky? And he's not disputing the solar simulator. He agrees that they have them. That'd be the issue. But why would they fall out of the sky where they could just literally, at night, they could fly around in a certain grid, and literally as one lands, another one takes off. You do it in the middle of the night. It goes up totally dark. Nobody's even going to know. And then you put a new one up with a fresh tank of gas or whatever it has, and we can get more into that and the fuel hoax and free energy and what these things are actually running on, if they're suspended on balloons, engines, whatever. There's tons of ways you can go with that. But you can swap them out. If you have multiple ones, you can easily swap them out as you go down a line around the Earth. Just swap it out. This one flies this many miles. It gets dark. It goes down behind this mountain range or this forest where people aren't going to see it and it's got no lights on. And then the other one goes up. I don't think that's logistically that hard of a thing to do.
I've seen something, you know, like a huge carrier. You know, the army used to carry tanks and that.
Yeah, aircraft carrier.
That could go up so high, and you can open the bay doors and put one of these giant sun simulators in the back of it.
Yeah. Of course you could.
Well, apparently somebody screwed up in Russia last month, right? When at 11:30 in the afternoon, everything went dark for 3 hours.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm the crazy one for talking about this and on the show.
There's no explanation for it. There's no explanation for it whatsoever. So people,
no. How could the regular sun do it? It's just, it can't happen.
Right.
It's like my theory now. I'm not saying I know it all. I'm just trying to pass something on that some other people might be able to take further than I might do. You know what I mean? It's like, what did he say now? What, I run past you a few weeks ago, or it might be months. They say we're overdue, an ice age.
Yeah.
What, could they not be putting the solar simulators up to keep the base temperature up? And it's just a thought. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's that. I just like running ideas across, you know, to people.
Really, it's really hard when you want to pick and choose your things that come from science and what you want to believe and what you don't. You know what I mean? But like you said, you have to look into and make that decision, you know?
It's just how I come up to that theory. I was looking into my theory, crystal theory, which I believe it's liquid crystal, and that has beautiful properties that it can either be solid or it can be liquid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which, that's how I got to looking at, is it just like 12 or more things above us creating night and day? Because it only has to turn slightly to create night underneath. I don't know. So I don't want to be like, oh my God, what's he coming up with this week? It's not like I'm making something up each week. It's just with my research, looking into my my main theory, I just come across this, saw this video, and it just hit me as an idea of what could be above us.
Well, it builds a lot of bridges in between the ideas that we have. Go ahead, Gloria. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it's actually a really good theory. I mean, it's put together really well. You know?
Like I said, I wanted to come out with it even earlier, and Brian had to hold me back.
Yeah, he wanted to come out with it last week. I said, bro, we gotta get it organized first, present it well, and you just, you know what I mean? Like, we'll do it. We got to do it in like a week and a half, though. I did tell him.
To get that excited, I just want to share everything I find straight away. I mean, sometimes that's my downfall type of thing. But it's just how I am. I just like to share what I've got.
Talking about these ideas with us on this show, there is no downfall. People can think what they want. If they don't like it, they can change the channel. And, you know, people that want to troll our videos and make shill videos about me all week, you guys can go F yourselves. And we're not going to say your name. We're not paying you any mind. And you guys are just trolls. And I'm done with the trolls. And I'm done with the people that want to just call us idiots and call us this. And that. Like I said, as all these movements grow, whether it's you're here for a Mandela effect because you follow us on that research, or you're here for Flat Earth or 9/11, media hoaxes, whatever it is.
I mean, I know if I was a famous Flat Earther, it'd be, all this is a rave, and it'd be great, because I'm not a nobody, but you know what I mean? I'm not famous. I'll get ridiculed as a stupid, strange idea, which we should state a fact, because it'll do Flat Earth harm. Nothing will do Flat Earth any harm. You do read to it, you know?
Well, that it's to be closed-minded and not look into everything. Yeah. It's like, you laugh at science for this and that, but then you think you have everything figured out in 2 years, or however long you've been in it. It's like, you're an idiot. That's what I said earlier. It's those people that claim to be woke as fuck or whatever they say. Those people, the most asleep people out there, man. Even saying that, how could you tell people you are so awake? It's like, well, there's always more. You never really – it's just so much more. No matter what you know, no matter what Gloria knows, no matter what Paul knows, no matter what somebody in the chat knows, no matter what somebody in this for only a year knows, no matter what somebody in this for 10 years knows, none of us are even close to being all the way awake yet.
All right, I want to ask a really stupid question, okay? Because, you know, I'm not a flat earther or a round earther or a square earther, okay? But I just have a question. So if the earth has a dome around it, right, and nothing can penetrate out of it, is that what you guys are saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so if nothing can penetrate out of it, this is just something I just thought of, right? Where does all the energy on this planet go?
Yeah, it's staying within the planet, I think.
And that's why you're having all these fires. That's why things are just
combined. That's what's causing the electrical charge with the lightning and everything. It's probably from the energy being generated from the firmament spinning and the electromagnetic force that it has connected with the North Pole. I'm not a fucking whatever you want. Whatever. I don't need a label. I'm just me. That's what I think.
If you think about it, wouldn't that explain why the fires are starting in the Earth.
It also explains the wind currents, too, because wind currents, if you look at them on a globe, they're all over the place like this. But when you lay out those same wind currents, and they took this ability away from us on a lot of websites because you used to be able to go there and change the map projection and change it to an AE projection, which is like the general flat Earth map.
You know what? For them energy weapons, I briefly looked in. Do you know what they use to direct the energy beam?
What's that?
Crystal.
Oh, of course.
So, you know what I mean? It's, if it's Earth and it's underneath the ground, it's all frequencies. It wouldn't take, you know. It's all this mine, you know, the mining. They're doing all these things to the Earth that we're an ecosystem. We're in, you know, we're all in it together. And if you destabilize one part, it all has a ripple effect.
Oh, well,
and I didn't know the winds. I meant to say the weather patterns, Gloria. The weather pattern. Literally.
Yeah, well, you know what? Then you could look at it like this, right? If you look at weather manipulation, right? When they manipulate weather to cause hurricanes, that discharges energy gamma rays, right?
The energy form, yeah.
Right. So that's like, I don't know. I'm just thinking maybe I should just do this offline. But it just sounds to me like that kind of explains what all these things are going on with these earthquakes and why it's just breaking out of nowhere. I think all the energy's trapped. And the more that they manipulate the weather and the more that this weather creates a discharge, an energy discharge.
Oh, yeah. If you do something that's throwing off the what's called the equilibrium of the creator's dome, right? If you throw it off over here, creating a hurricane over here, that's certainly going to have an effect on the other side of the world. It's going to have a ripple effect all over the place.
All this energy, and if the energy can't escape anywhere because there is a dome, then we're going to feel the effects. We're going to see the effects around us. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. Like, I've just thought of something else. Just picture now, because you had your little tuning fork.
Right.
Just picture every human being a human tuning fork.
Right.
And if we're all off equilibrium because we're scared, blah, 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 because they're changing how we are, making aggressive. Just think about a different frequency and the sound coming from this tuning fork in a glass dome. So you'd have to look from, can you imagine, like, millions of people and they're all at a different frequency, what they should be, right, or the energy that they create? Because we're basically, like, walking batteries and different things like that to the Earth. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if a power's off there or there's a power spike there because the frequencies are different, I'm just wondering if that could cause something, you know.
I would think so.
Because if you think about having your pitching tuning forks, can you imagine the sound of that all going off? And it's all different than it should be.
Right. It's got to go somewhere, don't you think? It has to go somewhere. That's interesting.
So if then it's going back and up into the sky and bouncing back down, doom, God knows what.
Right, exactly.
Up is doing a frequency into the Earth.
It's destroying Earth, number one, and it's driving people crazy.
I mean, in my research, they believe the frequency of the Earth's changing. Now, whether that's its natural process or is it because of everything that they're trying to do?
I don't think it's a natural process. I think it's something that they're learning how to do. I don't think that's a natural process.
I mean, we all know about Tesla. He had an earthquake machine.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was in his time. So, you know, it won't take much perfection to modernize it.
Well, he knew the frequencies of things, of everything, of a book. He knew the frequency of a book in order to let it levitate. So he was able to manipulate that frequency for that to happen, along with the hotel that he was staying in. You know, he made that earthquake happen. Well, the hotel shook anyway. He knew the frequency of that hotel. Everything has its own frequency. And we're tuned.
So I've just given you something else to think about, my fairy, tonight.
Huh. Yeah, really. You got me going, Paul. Which is a little bit of a different direction, but it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it fits into a lot of things.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Because someone will be thinking, oh, wow, that's giving me an idea that I wouldn't have thought about, and that's why I do what I do. I don't do it for praise and all that. I do it so I can pass on and someone can make it better. And then I can, I'll think of something then. I love just talking to people, chat, messaging, and bouncing ideas because that's how I come up with even better things to think about. Like Brian will say something and something will ignite in my head and it'll be totally off topic. And I'll say, oh, yeah, what about that? And then that's how I work in a road.
It's definitely interesting. Yeah. Well, I definitely want to do some research in it. And it's not that you could find anything out there on it, but it has to be your own, like what you said, what you
put that together. That's like what I did with the Flat Earth. When I started looking at Flat Earth in 2014, there were no channels. The only guy that had a channel was Matt Powley, and he didn't have anything clear, concise, explaining the Flat Earth. He just had his photo or painting thing. So you got to take all these different pieces and make them fit together, and that's what Paul's done with this, and that's what you'll have to do looking into it. That's what I'll have to do, because you're not going to go on YouTube and find a documentary of somebody explaining this.
Right.
Nor is that what we want to find. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree. Interesting.
So, what else do you guys want to talk about before we, you know, wind it down tonight? Anything else, Gloria?
Well, we touched on the CERN thing, and I think that was a big thing. I'm glad we touched on that. If you want to just touch on, you know, the Mandela thing, just a little bit more as far as like people that are experiencing it, that kind of fear it, you know, if you want to do that.
Yeah, well, see, what I was talking about earlier, if any of you guys joined late, you know, I was talking about how this isn't, you know, and it's not in these words either. So this isn't a curse. This is like a blessing for all of us. You know, we're all, you know, I don't want to put any label on it, but we're all part of a people that are experiencing this great awakening because our awareness or our frequency or whatever it is that we're operating on is just operating at a different level where we're more perceptive to these things. And I don't think that that's a bad thing because I don't think it, I think it's, it has to do with us. It's us that are causing this in the creator. I don't think it's man or machine causing it. Mm-hmm. And when you start to give credit to people like CERN, and it's just like with NASA, with, you know, unprovable science and untestable, unrepeatable, unobservable bullshit. You know, these are the same people that are trying to discredit a creator everywhere they go. And these are the same people enslaving you. And to just believe them, what you're doing is you're letting them take all the credit for what's happening. Even though they're not going to come out in a press release and say, yeah, we caused this. But when they know that people in the conspiracy communities and whatnot saying that CERN is behind this, and they're not fighting back against that, they'll let you believe that. That's just like with 9/11. They'll let you believe any theory you want as long as you don't look into media fakery. They don't care. As long as you believe it, the event happened pretty much like with the desired effect of the total number of people dying and everything, that's all that they care about. And it's the same thing here with CERN. They'll let you think it's CERN. They'll let you think it's aliens. They'll let you think it's all this other science fiction shit. But in reality, you know, in my opinion, it's us. It's our spiritual side awakening. And that is the last thing that they want, because they can slow us down with dumbing us down with technology and
dividing us. They're dividing us, Brian, if you think about it, because you have a certain amount of people that believe it's the creator, and then you have a certain amount of people that think it's Satan. I mean, and that's a division, and it shouldn't be like that. You know, how about
that? And these bring the fear. They bring the fear with it when they say,
"Oh, that division should not be there." If we're trying to do this,
playback. Without proof, CERN shouldn't be your fallback default on what's causing it, because these are known liars that aren't giving you any proof of what they're doing. And they've been, that's why I say looking into other fields has helped me, because I know that science are liars and I know I don't have to trust them right off the bat. So I'm going to go in looking skeptical. Oh, they say they found the God particle. No, these people are fucking frauds. I'm not buying into any of that. They want to have an explanation with their formulas and their equations. Everything that has to be supernatural, because Gloria, you're not special. Paul, you're not special. You came from a fucking amoeba that swam up on the shore after a big bang. Shit started spinning around itself and orbiting each other, even though we can't ever create that in a lab. It's gravity. It happens. You just can't see it because it's on a scale that's too big for you, and you're just going to love it, and you come from a monkey, and you're, you know, it's fucking crazy.
Right. I agree. I just think that people, they need to have faith, and they need to just stop being scared that this is something demonic or this is a curse. They just need to have faith.
Well, it's like you said, if you're going to have that attitude, and you know, you don't have to believe that we manifest reality. You don't have to go that far. But right. If you're going to have an attitude that you're going to be scared of things, and like I said, say you're going to go around and you're in fear of all this. You're in fear of the Mandela effect, right? It scares the shit out of you, and you just let it, the fear – that fear is going to control you, because even if, say, 10 things happened to you today and there was nothing to be scared of, they're all pleasant things, like your sister brought you flowers, you went to the candy store, whatever it is, you went to the park, you're going to have fear about all those things. And even if nothing bad was ever going to happen and nothing bad did happen, your fear is going to make those things fearful events in your day, in your life. And you're just going to live that fear. It's going to become your reality, basically, is what I'm trying to say, if that makes sense.
No, it does, absolutely, because it, you know, you get it, we don't want to get into the whole manifesting your own life kind of thing, but yeah, but it is, it's true. It's what you focus on is what you're going to experience. And if you focus on this being something demonic and you're getting spiritually attacked because of it, then that's what you're going to experience. Bottom line, how it works, I don't know, but it just happens that way. I look at this as a positive. This is an amazing time to be alive, you know? And I have faith. I don't know what's going to come of it. You know, I don't know if we're going to wake up one morning and the world is going to be a different place, or if this is just going to continue and continue. And as the years go by, everything we ever knew is completely gone and everything is different. You know, I don't know, but I do have faith. And I know that our creator has a plan. There's something, and you know, we just have to believe in that and let go of the demonic thing and let go of, oh, Jesus is going to come save us. Because as far as,
all the division of you're a Muslim, I'm a Christian, you're a Jew, you're this, I'm that.
You think out of the division and everything in life, the way we've been divided our entire lives, you think something like this, there would be no division. And there still is, and it's pathetic.
Even amongst the people that realize these things, there's still...
And that's pathetic. Crazy. That should not be.
You'll have flat earthers arguing over which God, and it's like, well, are you guys serious? I'll be, you know, people might hate my religious views, but I'm not religious. I feel that I'm spiritual now, and I'll say this. If your God, whatever God it is, doesn't let me into heaven based on what religion I did or did not follow, then I don't want any fucking part of it. Period. Sorry. You don't like that statement? Change the channel. Because I, in my mind, I know that the Creator isn't going to judge me based on race or religion or anything like that. In fact, I don't think the Creator wants anybody following an organized religion that's manipulating the Word of God along the way. I think he'd be happy if you stayed free and open-minded and found God through other things, like researching things or seeing all these other things that are going on in the world than having to go through the dogma of an organized religion.
That's right. Seek and ye shall find. You know, just like Jesus says, you don't have to go into a structure to pray. You could go in your closet and pray. You know, you don't have to go to man-made, I guess, churches to do that. And, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. But I just think it's very sad that, you know, in this community, there is division. And there really shouldn't be, because I don't think that's what God's plan was, to have division. And I look at it as those who form the cult around this and be like, okay, if you're not Christian, then you can't come in this Mandela chat. And if you're, you know, you're atheist, whatever. And I just think it's very sad. I really do. And I think that things will start changing faster when everybody just comes together and says, you know what? It doesn't matter what we think and what we believe. We are related. We are brothers and sisters. We are one consciousness. And then take it from there. And then I think we'll start seeing a positive change, you know?
It's how they control us with everything in the world. It's all division. So this is how they hide their government and their bullshit is they control you with left-right politics. They control you with religion. They control you this is why they use, you know, this is one of the biggest reasons for the fake terrorism and the fake shootings and all this, to keep you in that fear state, to make it so you can't make rational decisions or think critically or just not be worried about thinking and thinking you need the government to protect you and this and that. But it's also to divide us and to keep those borders. And like, think about people, oh, I hate those Muslims, or I hate those North Koreans, or I hate this. All those fucking countries are in on it together. Maybe not every Muslim country, like the ones that didn't have a Rothschild's bank. I do believe we hit those countries installed. But these other people, especially ones that have space agencies and this shit, to think that they're beefing with each other, you're just an idiot. So they're just – they're playing us all up against each other when in reality we're all family. We outnumber them a million to one, but we're all looking at each other like, oh, what's this fucking Chinese guy doing? Oh, fuck these Mexicans, let's build a fucking wall. Well, you know, it's ridiculous.
Right. And the Mandela effect is not, for those that are aware of it, it's not hearsay. You see it with your own eyes. They're experiencing it. We're all experiencing it, and yet there is a division or disbelief that this could be something positive. That's not brainwashing to you, dude. That is like, it's just very, really sad. That's just how I feel about it. But who knows? Maybe we don't need everybody to wake up and see things the way we see things. Maybe it's a personal thing, and we will resonate on a higher frequency where things will be different for us in a positive way. And maybe they'll just stay stuck on, you know, looking for residue or thinking Satan's coming.
They probably will. It's possible. Possible, but I'll tell you what, I'm not afraid of Satan, I'm not afraid of Aaron, I'm not afraid of NASA, I'm not afraid of government agents coming to my house, I'm not afraid of any of that. I don't let fear control me. I'm well beyond that. They can censor me, they can do whatever they want. Everybody that's listening, just remember, for 8 years, we've done this show on therealnewsonline.com. My shows are still there, they're always there. Whatever happens with this YouTube, if this channel gets shut down, the other, just always know, my shows are always there. They're all archived there. They're all in order, and they're all downloadable as MP3 for free as well. So you can right-click it and open in a new tab to play instantly, or you can just click it and it'll download the MP3, all the shows, therealnewsonline.com. I think I'm going to wrap it up soon. You guys have anything else you want to get into? Or I think this has been really good. I think we'll probably wind it down.
No, I'm all right. Good.
Alton, Gloria, lip sync, turn your mic on.
I'm trying. I keep forgetting. I says no. I'm good. We're good. I think Paul gave me a lot to think about.
Yeah, I'm like, I've zombified everyone that's listening. They're like, oh my god.
I'm gonna ponder on that.
No, it was good, Paul. It was paced well. It wasn't like long and drawn out. You got to the points quick. We only spent, you know, maybe like a half hour on the new stuff, and we did like an hour and a half to the other stuff, and then just whatever. So, all right, let's close it out. Before we do, I want to thank everybody in the chat. I want to thank everybody that subscribed to my backup channel and actually did that when I asked them to, because that's big. And I know it sucks to have to, you know, subscribe to different channels some people you already subscribed to, but that's the game we're playing with these people. I appreciate that. Make sure you check out my main channel. This video will upload later to my main channel, but it will remain here as well. If you guys can, when I upload it to my main channel, go over and leave a comment or give a thumbs up if you can. That's where the most people will see it. So, you know, whatever you want to do. Final thought, Paul, anything you want to close it out with?
Yeah.
And I'll ask you.
Just research and share. And don't be scared of sharing whatever you find, because it might be wrong. But who knows? Someone else can use it. And that's what I'm trying to do is come up with different things that can help. They might not be right, they might not be wrong, but someone else there can use what I've got and do more good with it. That's all I'll have to say on it.
Gloria, anything you want to say until we meet next week on the show?
Yeah, I think I know there's a lot going on in the world, and it just feels like it's falling to shit. But as hard as it is, just try to stay positive and try to love as much as you can and try to stay in that vibration. I mean, that's all we got right now, you know. So just try to focus on positive things. Yeah, that's about it.
All right, and with that, guys, we'll end it. I'll let Gloria get the last note there, the last final thought. So thank you, guys, everybody. We'll have another show next weekend, most likely on Saturday. You can catch us on Brian McFarlane's on Friday night. And Paul has his own channel now as well, the Black Sheep of Flat Earth. Black Sheep. It's not the Black Sheep. It's Black Sheep of Flat Earth, right?
Yeah. Or is it the? Black Sheep of Flat Earth on YouTube, and then on Facebook is the Black Sheep of Flat Earth.
Okay, so we'll get the links in the show description, so by tonight it'll be in there to his channel. Paul, if you're in the chat or you have access to it, just please drop it in the chat for people. But guys, if it's not there, just come back, you know, in an hour or two when the show is out. Not even an hour or two, I'll just re-edit it, it'll save it. So his links will be in there. My links are all in there. Be sure to check out the My Awakening interviews, and we're going to be doing two more this week, Joey Rocha and Aaron Keith. The first one will probably be Tuesday night. Don't know what time, maybe 8 or 9 p.m. Eastern, but you guys will hear from me, I'm sure. So thank you, everybody. And that's pretty much all I got for tonight. With that, I'm gonna close it out with a little song I like. And thank you, everybody. And like Paul said,
you represent the Lollipop Kids. Is that what you're going to say?
Oh, my God.
No, I'll get hit with a copyright strike with that, okay?
Not if you sing it.
Yeah, you sing it, Brian. You got the voice. You're the rapper.
Yeah. We represent. No, I'm not doing that.
Oh my god. What is the Bee Gees then?